United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Let's go. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600 at 7 minutes after the hour of 12 noon here on the 6th of May. And I hope you're having a good day today. Y'all know this has just become my new theme song. And, you know, not only is the beat funky, but the lyrical content is something that we really need to pay attention to because there's just a lot going on out there. And we're going to talk about this, but it's open mic. And so I want you to call in. The number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic, but what I'm going to do with open mic is I'm going to steer it a little bit in from foreign policy today because got to talk about what's going on overseas, and I got to talk about Syria and Israel. I got to talk about former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and President Obama and Ms. Rice. And I got to talk about all that because I was watching the morning news yesterday, and to watch CBS come after some of the things that we've been saying for the longest, it's like, duh, didn't we say this? But let's go and tell you who's in studio with me. It's Styx is here, and Ben is here, and, you know, Jeff is on the way.
Jeff's always on his way.
Jeff's on the way.
Yes, Jeff's on his way.
Jeff's on his way.
Yeah.
The shadow people held him up.
No.
No?
No, it was Bigfoot this time.
No, the shadow people.
Shadow, no?
And what it was is he saw that little clip I put on my Facebook page about the Browns. And the woman saying that she wasn't going to shave.
Yeah.
Until the Browns win the Super Bowl.
Right.
And she looked like a hairy beast.
Ooh.
And then, there was a racetrack this weekend, too, that somebody got beat up, went too fast, got hit.
A lot of people got hit yesterday. That's Talladega. I mean, that's the way it works down there. When you're going 200 miles an hour, things happen fast.
I could not imagine going that fast in a car.
They've been slowing them down for years. Every time they get a little over 200, they do something to slow the cars down. If they were running unrestricted, there's not a doubt in my mind they wouldn't be running 300.
That's like suicide.
Well, then we would have better safety developments in cars. So I think it's a disservice to the industry to have them put restrictions on speed.
Well, the problem is you can't contain the cars inside the track. I mean, it becomes a hazard to the spectators. Yeah.
I think anybody that goes to one of those things deserves what they get anyhow.
Oh, no. Unless you've gone. It's one of those things you've got to go. I mean,
Talladega?
Any
I saw
NASCAR
Talladega
race.
In a movie.
Yeah, Talladega Nights. It was a spoof.
It was a spoof?
It was
a spoof, yes.
Okay.
Sort of like the...
What's a spoof?
Sort of like the... What was it? The Walt Disney Ducks were... Or the.
Don't get me on the ducks. Don't start, because I'll bring the song up again.
What was that song? The
Mighty Ducks?
The Mighty Ducks, yeah.
Yeah
the Mighty Ducks was a spoof on hockey.
Yeah.
They both break out in fights, though. That's what's nice about NASCAR.
Go ahead.
You end up. I mean, every short track ends up in a fight every Saturday night.
Well, wait a minute. Did you guys see about the soccer player, the teenage 17-year-old soccer player that hit the umpire and the umpire died?
I heard about it. He had brain swelling or something.
Yeah, because he got sucker punched by a 17-year-old.
Wow.
And he's getting ready to go for probably manslaughter.
I don't know. I saw a lawyer.
Don't you wish that like they can do that in politics?
It has to be. It had. He had to hit him. He had to have a reasonable. To charge him with manslaughter, he had to have a reasonable. Or to convict him, rather, this lawyer I saw this weekend, he had to have a reasonable. Theory or a reasonable feeling that hitting this guy like that would kill him,
and he
didn't intend to kill him.
No,
he intended to hurt him.
But my question is, who gets away with hitting an umpire? Maybe I'm a little bit too old fashioned. Maybe I don't understand.
What was the name of the guy downtown at the Lemon Grove
Bob Hagen?
Yeah, he got hit.
Bob Hagen got hit.
That was good though. That was good. I mean, I think a lot of people were like, politician.
He called his mama a B.
Well, so it was claimed. You know that for sure.
Yeah, because everything got
I mean, just because he called
away.
Somebody buckwheat doesn't mean he called somebody's mama B.
You remember that, huh?
No, most definitely.
Diesel, man.
And I won't let him forget it.
Hold on. Local call, your mic is on.
Yeah, good morning, Tracy and crew.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, listen, Tracy, I know that you wanted to steer this a little bit towards the Benghazi issue.
Yeah.
I'll leave that to you a little bit later. But I wanted to get back to some of the comments that were going on Friday. And I can't remember specifically the caller that you had, but he was being either misinformed, wanted to misdirect, or basically doesn't understand his own religion, but he was trying to address the fact that Islam is not a violent form of religion. And I take serious issue with that, but rather than dealing with it Friday from a position of being ill-informed, I went to a friend of mine who is a very strong apologist for Christianity and stands up.
Uh-oh, go ahead.
Oh.
Go ahead. Continue.
Stands up and will confront any false religious ideology and go toe-to-toe with them in a loving manner that basically can disarm all of the falsehood that's out there. And he gave me some pretty serious ammunition, and I don't want to take much time on your program.
Well, it's open mic, so go ahead. I mean, go ahead. You're safe.
All right. These are quotations directly from the Quran. The Quran says, in Quran 2:191, slay the unbelievers wherever you find them. Quran 9:123, make war with the infidels living in your neighborhood. Quran 9:5, when opportunity arises, kill the infidels wherever you find them. Then in Quran 9:29, there's one minor exception here. It says, kill the Jews and Christians if they do not conform to Islam or refuse to pay jizya tax.
Yes.
In other words, we could buy our way out of getting the crap kicked out of us or having our heads lopped off by paying this so-called God, Allah, some kind of a finder's fee.
Yeah, Bob.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Bob, I will say this, okay, and I do have a little bit of an Islamic background in my blood. My grandfather was buried Islamist. I'm Christian myself, but I will tell you this, just as there are many versions of the Bible, okay, you've got the King James Version, you got the Roman Catholic Version, there are different versions of the Quran. One of the versions has a fifth pillar in it, in which those quotes come from. There are other versions of the Quran that are not, how should I say this, offensive or as negative towards non-Muslim believers.
Okay, who was the chief spokesman for the Nation of Islam? Who founded it?
Oh, Muhammad.
Muhammad.
Yes, but now you remember, there just like there was a split in Christianity, there was a split in Islam. There in the family, Muhammad's own relatives split, and there was two versions. There was the Shiite and the Sunni versions, and then there are many splits under that.
And let me also.
And they all have their own Quran.
Let me just back up here. You made a comment that just as there were splits in Christianity, are you referring to the fact that there is a genuine split in the truth of the gospel?
Well, now hold on. Wait a minute. We need to understand. We've got to clarify some things because we need to get a great understanding of this. Okay. One, Christianity is not a religion if you are a true believer in Jesus Christ, as the Bible says. Now, do we agree on that?
I would agree with that.
But listen, you have to realize, because remember, we don't do church radio, so we're doing secular radio, and it comes from different sects of a person's mind, wherever they believe. So for some reason, people believe that Christianity is a religion.
It's a relationship.
You know that, and I know that, because we've got it into covenant relationship with Jesus Christ. But outside of that, the world looks at us as a religion. And within our religion, we have different forms of denomination, which is demonic because it's division. But that's what you and I believe. That's what you and I know. But you have to realize people look at us, and there are some people who are universalists but call themselves Christians, which is oxymoron, but it is what it is.
Okay, but Tracy, if I might interject, let's not confuse this discussion that I initiated this morning. Who's the gentleman that just was referring to?
That was Ben.
That was Ben.
The reason why I'm doing this and the reason why I'm slowing this down is because what you've done is just, I don't agree with the Islamic religion, because that is a religion, but within the religion of the Islam, there are denominations. And so we can't paint the whole Islamic people with the same brush.
Let's get back to the basics. I asked who was the founder of the religion of Islam, and it was noted that it's Muhammad.
It was Muhammad.
Therefore, Muhammad to the Islamics. Could you hold on 1 second?
Sure, go ahead. Hey, listen, the number is 347-945-5229. And so I want to clarify that, because I don't want people to get confused with it, and I don't believe that all people who are of the Islamic faith are extremists. But then they need to understand people that preach sin are not extremists either.
My point is, Tracy, that the people who are claiming to be Islamic are either fooling themselves or have been fooled by the lies that are out there. And I agree with you, not all of them are radicals. But if they are not radicals, they are not true Islam.
But again, you want to preach radio, and I can't do that. What we have to
the extremists
that are out there are radicals. But it's the same thing with Judaism. You know, I've come to find out that many of the Jewish people are atheists.
Are they Jewish? They may be by heritage, but certainly not by practice.
And so when you look at Islam, you know, Islam has the same, you know, they have reformed Islam. You have women who don't wear burqas, and then those that do wear burqas. You got those that have head scarves, and then those that don't have head scarves. And I mean, so we got to be, I don't want to demonize people, because I have a problem with the demonization when the Bible tells me I'm supposed to draw people with loving kindness.
That is not my intent today, nor would it be. My point is to expose Islam for the falsehoods that it portrays, because we have to realize that the nation of Islam itself, the religion of Islam, is not a religion of peace, no matter what they say. They cry peace. But the writings of Muhammad himself says in Quran, hold on, let me get my glasses back on here. In the Quran, it says in Quran 988, the messenger and those who believe in him strive hard and fight with their wealth and their lives in Allah's cause. And he says, convert or die, infidel.
Those are the words of Muhammad. But let me ask you this. Would you agree with me, anything outside of Christianity is a religion and of non-peace and shows a falsehood of it?
Yes, I would, Tracy, but my concern is when we allow people to come on the airwaves, myself included, If they are not speaking the truth, they need to be made accountable for their lies.
But we need to...
those lies can come out of ignorance, or they can come out of a plan to subvert people's minds and make them think that the nation of Islam is a nation that is peaceful, and it is not.
But what I'm saying to you is, the person that was speaking about the Quran is not Islamic.
So what
I'm saying to you is, the person that was speaking to you about the Quran on Friday, he is not Islam. He's not Islamic at all. He's not even a Muslim. He's not a part of any sect of I don't even think he's a part of any organized religion at all.
Well, then why was he being an apologist?
Because you have to realize when you send our children to college, they learn many facets of religion and belief. And so they learn the theology, or should I say the doctrine. I don't want to say the theology, but the doctrine of belief. And so when you learn the doctrine of belief, this is what they're taught. And so what he was telling you is what they've been taught inside of our higher learning institutions when they take classes on religion. Because there's a class called...
That may be the case, but there are many, though, that are Muslim that are out of their own... And I don't mean this to be derogatory, because that's not my point in the call today, but we need to have clarity on these issues.
But what I'm saying is you're trying to have a clarity moment like Jeff on talk radio. And talk radio is about expression of opinion, not an expression of learning. It's an expression of thought.
We're evidently a discussion on fact.
It's a discussion on it's on truth, it's on fact, and remember, I'm here to make you think about, I want people to go back and research it on their own.
Well, let's hope then the few things I was able to share this morning, because...
You are right, and what I'm saying is, my belief tells me that anything outside of Jesus Christ is a religion that is not of peace. No doctrine brings peace except for Christianity.
Well, I totally agree with, and yet even that truth has been perverted over the centuries because people want to take you back to the times of Constantine and the Holy Wars and whatnot. That was anything but of God, the one true God. That was not emulating what Jesus told us to do, but it still is lumped into that same cauldron of so-called Christianity that unfortunately right now the Muslim religion
we're so focused on the Muslim religion and the religion of the Islamic that we're not focusing in on our true core. And that's my personal issue. See, we're pointing fingers at Islam like that's the demon of all religions, and it's not.
Well, that's true. Anything that's held up in opposition to the truth of Jesus Christ and his salvation is contrary. So I don't disagree, but right now that happened to be the hot point. And when I was listening to that gentleman try to be an apologist, from whatever platform he was speaking, he was misinformed. And I feel that we have a responsibility, those of us who have done a little bit of study, that we have to bring forth the truth and then let the chips fall where they may.
But what I'm saying is we're not here long enough, just like with Ben, we're not here long enough to go into a theological dissertation of apologetics within religions to make it entertaining and informative for people that are listening.
Okay, well, I hope that there's
some... And so, don't get me wrong. I understand where you're coming from. And you are right. In a religion in its nature and in its core is not a religion of peace. And we will find this out. But that takes a major discussion. We need to come on here and take a day or maybe a couple days and really break down the religions of the world, what they believe, what they were founded on, and build on that, not as a talking point on talk radio, just as an open mic.
Well, if you should ever decide to do that, Tracy, please feel free to include me in that, and I could get my friend to come on, and he's extremely knowledgeable and can handle almost any question thrown at you. And he would appreciate the opportunity to...
Now, that we can do. We can schedule something on that and really do an in-depth, but you don't hit and miss, Because the last thing we want to do is demon. I'm a big person that I don't believe in demonizing what a person believes, even if I disagree with their belief. Because at one time, I may not have been born again, but I wasn't walking according to what I believe today.
And I would agree with that, and so I would like to end this conversation with my apologies to anybody that heard my conversation right now and took offense with it, because that was not my intention. My intention was just to bring out a little bit of the truth. And hopefully we can continue this dialogue at a later time.
And we will. I appreciate it. Now we will do that. But as I said, the guy who called in, you know, Alex is not Islamic. Thank you, Jesus. And he was just bringing up what he was taught inside of the schools of higher learning. And we fail to realize that when you send your child off to school, they learn stuff that you never thought they'd learn. And that's why we're so. We are so lenient now towards other religions. Listen, I got to take a break. I'll be right back. Guys who's in the queue, I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. A man was taken to a hospital Saturday night after crashing the SUV he was driving into a pole. The accident happened at the intersection of Oak Hill Avenue and Chicago Avenue on Youngstown's south side. No other vehicles were involved in the crash. The victim's condition was not immediately released. Fire destroyed a vacant house on Youngstown's south side and damaged an occupied home next door. Firefighters were called to the fire at about 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon in the 300 block of Lucius Avenue. No one else was injured. A neighbor says he saw a large group of teenagers in front of the unoccupied house shortly before the fire started. Ohio's capital city is in a costly multi-year battle against a tree-killing beetle. Columbus is spending $10 million to remove most of the estimated 30,000 ash trees and replace them with other species. The Columbus Dispatch reports many of the ash trees line streets. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
At News Talk 600, business is good, and we're growing again. We're looking for a new sales representative to join our team. If your current job has limited potential, then you need to schedule a personal interview today. Here's what some of our representatives have to say about a selling career in radio.
I love my job. I'm great at what I do because I believe in my product. We have the top-rated radio stations in the market, and I'm proud to introduce those radio stations to my clients.
I love going out and talking to new people, being able to create new ideas for them. Just so much fun to be part of that and knowing that I was an asset to their business.
Working in radio is a blast. We get to be a part of community events, work on creative campaigns for my clients. I believe in my product.
Send your resume now to brad.marshall@cumulus.com. We're an equal opportunity employer.
An old proverb says, God could not be everywhere, therefore he created mothers. Mother's Day is a time to celebrate motherhood and show our love to our mothers in a special way. At Crandall Medical Center, every day is Mother's Day. The caregiving staff at Crandall Medical Center is proud. So many families have entrusted care of their mothers to us. We know modern life is full of challenges that keep family members busy working long hours and raising young children. Also, medical conditions may mean that mom needs skilled nursing care. We are committed to caring for your mother the way you would if you could. That's why every day is Mother's Day at Crandall Medical Center. To find out how we honor and celebrate mothers at Crandall Medical Center, call 330-938-6126 or visit us on the web at crandallmedicalcenter.com. Crandall Medical Center on the campus of Copeland Oaks in nearby Sebring.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600. WSOM 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM online at TracyAndFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic, and we want you to call in and hear what you have to say. Want to know, that was a deep conversation that we had on Friday, and even though it's open mic, that kind of conversation needs to be scheduled and have everyone here, because that just goes, that will just take you into a theological debate that needs to be planned and prepared for it inside of a studio sitting around the round table with all of your iPads, tablets, phones, and computers. Would you say that, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Let me pull up South Carolina. How you doing, darling? Okay.
I am doing excellent.
What'd you say?
No, I'm doing excellent.
You're doing excellent out there?
Yeah. They had the state convention here.
What state convention?
The South Carolina Republican State Convention.
And what do you guys do there?
We elect delegates and stuff like that.
Delegates for what?
For the national convention, of course.
What do you mean you elect delegates?
Yeah. It's national, and we set our platform and all of that good stuff.
Hmm. Get out of here.
Are the Republicans down there adopting a gay platform, too?
No.
You know,
I will tell you what one faction of the party tried to do.
What's that?
They tried to eliminate all primaries. And what they wanted to do was to elect who was going to run at the state convention by a show of hands. And an affirmative vote.
I like that.
So whoever brings the most guns wins, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
You know what's really funny? Every state has its own way of getting things done. We don't have a Republican convention for the state.
What
do you say? We don't.
Yeah.
You get a state central committee, and we operate that way. Every state is really different. I don't know anything about that. Hmm. That's amazing to me.
South Carolina isn't a commonwealth, is it?
What did you say, South Carolina?
No, we're not a commonwealth. It's just that, you have some oh gosh, some 600 delegates there from each county, each of the counties. My county had 11 delegates. So we got 46 counties. So, you know, and we're kind of medium sized county. The biggest county, which is Richland County, you know, they had like 33 delegates.
How many counties all together?
46.
46?
Wow.
With 33 delegates?
We're nowhere. Yeah.
So basically the South Carolina state government is modeled after national government then.
So all of us, aren't we?
No, not really.
In what way?
Well, I mean, we have representative districts, and then we have senatorial districts.
Yeah, we have.
And it's broken down by population, and of course some of them are gerrymandered, some of them are they're gerrymandered. All of them are, yes.
That's way in every state.
Yeah, but it was very interesting. Very interesting. I can say this though, Tracy.
What's that?
It was about 500 up there.
500 what?
Five of us.
Five. Oh, see, I was going to give you a dollar for each one that wasn't elected. See, you messed up. That's what I do at ours. Walk in and say, how you doing? Let me go back. Diva, your mic is on. 614.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I thought Jeff was going to be on today.
He's there.
He's over there.
Oh, because I'm ready to just ball slap him aside his head.
Why? What do you do now?
Oh, my gosh. Him and Keith gave me a migraine on Facebook.
You needed it.
Oh, my gosh.
What was it about,
Dina? I did not need a migraine.
What was it about?
It had nothing to do with this.
Oh.
It had nothing to do with politics. We were talking about Easter.
Oh,
I was confused as to how the Greek Orthodox Church celebrated Easter on May 5th and say that Christians, unorthodox Christians, got it wrong when we celebrate it.
Well,
I had asked because it was my assumption.
We celebrate everything wrong. I thought you knew that.
Yeah, everything
Christmas is wrong. Not how we go about observing it as far as the paganism in it.
No, even the dates picked out of the air.
Well, yeah, we have what's known as a Genovian calendar because Emperor Julius wanted a month named after him.
Right.
See, so at one time there was only 10 months in a year.
Thank you. That's why you got the name the Julian calendar.
Right.
Which I said to you earlier this morning, and I tried to tell you.
Jeff, like I told you, you and your brainiac intellectual self need to break it down plain. You did not say nothing what Ben just said. That was so simple. That was so quick. That was so easy. You just kept saying, go look it up. Go look it up. I had no clue what you wanted me to look up.
I told you. You didn't listen, and I told you I didn't have time to give you an education on Facebook.
Well, see, you know, this is simply solved. Next time you need to ask Jeff something, just ask me instead.
I know.
Okay?
No, Ben,
yes?
There's a difference. There's a difference. Jeff is a father, and he used the method of, you know, teach a man to fish. You just gave the whole thing away and told her the whole thing. Therefore, you're acting like a Democrat because you gave her the information
and she still is not going to know why it's that way.
She's
going to know is the fact that you said that it was that way, and she's not going to understand why. That was the whole thing that happened this morning.
But I thought I explained it.
No.
Wait a minute. For those of us like Ben and Sticks and we're not following you guys on your Facebook page, how in the world did you come up with Easter in May?
because of the calendars. From what I'm getting, the calendars, it seems like there's like so many different calendars. The Greek Orthodox Church uses an Orthodox calendar.
That's correct.
Yes, correct.
And they have a calendar that calculates their feasts and their holidays.
Correct.
Okay.
Right, they do Christmas on January 7th.
Right.
Then you have the Julian calendar, which was an outdated calendar based on the
astrological.
You're talking about astro? There you go. Astronomy, but the other word, the longer word.
Yeah, the Astrozornism calendar. Yeah.
Okay. That one's outdated. So then they came up with Pope George came up with the revision of that, which was the Gregorian calendar.
Gregorian calendar.
Yeah.
Orthodox Church refused to switch over to the Gregorian calendar. If you calculate the Gregorian calendar and the Orthodox calendar are essentially 13 days apart. So if we celebrate the same holiday, if you calculate the Orthodox calendar back, their holiday will fall on our holiday. And if you calculate
they don't want their calendar, the holiday to fall on your holiday because they make money on your holiday and then they go celebrate theirs a month afterwards.
I know, but my whole question was, according to scripture, and I got everything about the calendar, but my thing was, why couldn't they just basically simply have it coincide with what scripture said, which was Jesus' arrest, trial, crucifixion, burial, and resurrection happened around the time Passover was happening? That just made everything so simple.
Because they don't believe in the same scripture you do.
Exactly, but it did happen in that same time.
Yeah. Hey, now I'm going to change the subject totally, guys. I have to. Are we allies with Israel or not?
No, go on, wait a minute. Top of the hour. 1 o'clock.
I just want a yes or no.
No, it's a yes or no question.
Depends what day of the week it is.
That headline says airstrikes over Israel.
Top of the hour.
Yeah.
They're doing that for us.
Top of the hour.
Hey, South Carolina, you got tickets for Saturday night?
I'm working on it. Oh, Tracy, don't even go there. Tracy. If you were watching yesterday, you would have seen one of the most exciting races.
Yep.
You've seen cars flipped over, riding down the.
Was that talking about Talladega?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you why football is such a more civilized sport than racing. See, when the play's over, they don't show you if those guys fight. They refuse to show it on television, right? But in Talladega, when the race is over, they show the fights.
Are you going?
Yeah.
No, we can't. We can't make it. I'd like to go next year. Hope. I got a wedding to pay for, man.
You get married this year, right?
Yeah, daughter is. Yeah.
Same thing. Hold on.
No, I learned a valuable lesson. As the father of the bride, you're just supposed to nod your head up and down and sign checks. That's your whole purpose in life.
Uh-huh.
It's just nod your head up and down.
And
cry.
And when you get done with all that, at the end of the rainbow, you get to walk her down the aisle.
Why do you think they call it giving her away?
I got it.
He's marrying a very traditional young man.
You only have one. I've got four.
Ooh.
Four daughters.
Ooh. Hey, South Carolina, you know what daughters are, don't you?
Yeah, what?
God's punishment for being born a man.
I thought that the women were buried.
I got to put a plug in for my future son-in-law. I mean, he's down at West Virginia University in his senior year. He drove 3 hours.
Can he spell yet?
He drove 3 hours up here, took me out for lunch, and asked me for permission to marry my daughter.
I thought that's
a pretty stand-up guy.
I like that guy.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, being from West Virginia, it's usually
no,
the shotgun.
There.
Yeah, he is. He's from Parkersburg.
Yeah.
From West Virginia? West Virginia, for real?
Yeah, Parkersburg. Just south of the river.
Live there? For real?
Yeah.
Yeah. But they usually have shotgun weddings down there, so...
Ben, don't rag on the man's son-in-law.
I'm not.
You just asked for the spell.
Well, yeah, he said he's graduating from West Virginia University, and I had to ask if he could spell yet.
So did my daughter.
Yeah, but she's from Ohio.
This young man's graduating with two engineering degrees.
Hey, listen.
He's got a mining engineering degree and a civil engineering degree.
Alabama, your mic is on. 334. Oh, we on lunch break. Everybody on lunch break.
Yeah, hello.
How you doing, Alabama?
Hey, what's going on?
Good. How you doing?
I noticed on the dress report. What was it? Saturday, that Russia came out and said that we had been funding Al-Qaeda jihadists for a while, for the last 12 months they know of.
Yes, we have.
What
Absolutely.
Do you guys think about that?
Yeah, well, we backed them in Libya.
Do you think this is the first time we've done
no,
that?
No, we actually backed them against the Russians all the way back, you know, when the Russians invaded Afghanistan.
Right, Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, we actually gave bin Laden money. And trained a bunch of his fighters.
Right here in the
We're missing,
U.S.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We sent several thousand Stinger missiles over there that they can't account for.
Right, but the batteries are dead.
Yeah, they were called the Mujahideen.
Mujahideen.
In fact, the quote that during bin Laden gave during an interview back then was, what was the difference between Russia and America? And he said, America has a book, referring to a religious book. But that was the only difference between the Russians and the Americans. He considered us both enemies back then, even though we were funding them.
So now let me ask you this, and I want to walk through this slowly, because mm-hmm. there's a lot going on.
Yes, sir.
You got Benghazi, you got Syria, you got Israel. They got airstrikes. They've been blowing up stuff over the weekend, just going, you know, crazy.
Oh, I thought you were trying to insult me because I'm Ben Bradshaw, not Benghazi.
Well, you can become Benghazi if you want to.
Go missing. Have the Americans kill me?
My question is America telling the truth? But that's, we're going to go to the top of the hour. And time is running very, very slow because I'm prepared for this one.
Are you?
I mean, that's what I was saying. That's why I brought it up, because I feel like this stuff comes out and it gets swept under the rug. Nobody really pays attention to it. That
well, you know,
if you
were watching Fox News a long time ago, they brought this out the day it happened.
Well, the day what?
The day the Benghazi attacks happened, they were
no,
on
no,
this
before
story
Benghazi,
the day after
when they,
it happened.
When they did, but when they got rid of Gaddafi, they used Al-Qaeda.
Yes, they did. And American forces helped the
Europeans. So we're using terrorists, and at the same time we're fighting a war on terror.
Right.
Alabama,
I'm just trying to get this straight.
Right. No. This is what I was trying to bring up, the fact that, you know, Mariah Carey had a concert scheduled in Libya and canceled it right before we attacked them. We, you know, after we attacked Gaddafi and killed a couple of his grandchildren, he kicked out the terrorist camps. He became very American friendly, and we were on good terms with him. He would not let any terrorists in his country. Okay? It wasn't until the Egyptian crisis happened and ended, and then the Muslim Spring concentrated on Libya.
The Arab Spring.
Arab Spring, excuse me, yes. And European nations, along with American, we helped these terrorists.
Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, throw over Gaddafi. And Gaddafi was American friendly at this point in time.
No. What I'm trying to say is how long?
I don't know if Gaddafi was American friendly. He just was an American enemy.
If we were sending money to him and letting Mariah Carey do a concert over there,
we've been doing that for a long time.
Who let Mariah Carey do the concert over there?
What I'm saying is there wasn't any restrictions against Americans traveling over there.
That's the point. But he's not friendly. Training camps in the
yes,
north
but
of
he
country.
Got he got rid of them. And
no,
he
did
and,
not.
Yes, he did. And
they
he,
just blew them up when they did the Arab Spring, my friend.
No. What you don't understand is after we attacked him, he let the United Nations in.
You're talking about the Reagan attack.
Yes. Yes. Remember, it was the line of death. They crossed that they died.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He declared.
Yeah, the Reagan attack.
Yes. After then, they let the he followed every United Nations initiative, let the Americans in there to make sure that there were no more camps in there. and actually became a very, very friendly nation with
was
America.
It, was it friendly or was it just...
He realized he wasn't going to be in power long because they would blow him out of the sky.
Yeah, he gave up his nuclear weapons.
Yes, he did.
He gave up his
chemical weapons.
His chemical weapons.
And then we let him kill him.
Yep.
Yes. And there were no terrorists being trained in Libya at that point in time.
We actually helped them kill him, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Which does not
wait. So what I was trying to say initially.
Hold on, Alabama. Wait a minute. South Carolina, go ahead. You were saying something.
You do realize that Israel has done Obama the biggest favor that ever could have done.
Absolutely.
By launching against Syria. Because Obama has a reason to appease his more liberal individuals who don't like Israel, and go in and attack Syria if they attack Israel because they're our ally.
Now, South Carolina, be careful now because you got to remember, who did the Israelis attack? They did not attack the Syrian government forces.
But here's the thing.
I thought they did. They attacked the military installation.
That was taken over by the rebels.
Oh, okay.
It was a military organization, but it was on Syrian soil. So it was an attack on Syrian soil.
Right.
So
but
either way, but listen, they're not going to see it that way. The Syrians are not going to see it.
I know
that.
One at a time. This is why I want to bring this up and make this perfectly clear as to what's going on over there, okay? The Israelis launched attack against sovereign Syrian territory, but they were attacking rebels, not the Syrian government forces. You will never see a report against... Now, why does America... Why, just in the paper this weekend, this Sunday, America is considering giving aid, military aid, as well as financial aid, to the Syrian rebels, which means we are going to support enemies of Israel.
Why are we going to give aid to Syrian?
And they're trying to hide this. That's why the Syrian attack is being misled. It was against Syrian military institutions, but they were taken over by the rebels.
Okay, go ahead, Alabama.
No, the reason I brought this up wasn't to start getting to the semantics of it. I was just trying to point out that we use terrorists all the time to frighten people. Then we turn around and they're our allies. Again, we're still fighting wars on terror to this day. The Chechen guys, they had CIA links. Nobody's really, you know, we don't talk about it, but they were working with the CIA, the guys that blew up Boston. And it's just kind of funny. It's like the dots are there if you connect them.
Well, the Chechen rebels were funded before the Soviet Union broke up. Okay.
But I was reading a Look magazine from the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And the same conversation that we're having today, and the same words that we're using today is the same words they were using then. It looks as though nothing has really changed.
Hello.
As we have moved forward.
Well, I think the enemy.
Hold on, Chicago.
I think the enemy has changed. I think before the enemy was the Soviet Union, but if you look at what our government is doing today, I'd swear that you would think that the enemy was Israel, because what they're doing is they're setting up the enemies of Israel to surround Israel again.
But the enemies of yesterday, has the enemy changed, and have we become enemies with Israel? That's the question, because if we have, the American people don't know it yet. Go ahead, Chicago.
Well, who's the enemy? You remember the federal government called Martin Luther King the most dangerous man in America. They basically called him a terrorist. Now, this is a guy that preached nonviolence, equal rights, and America called him, the federal government, the most dangerous man in America. So,
I thought that was Obama.
Well, they called Martin Luther King that, and that's in the books of the federal of the feds.
And as a matter of fact, just as an addendum, I was reading an article, and I'm going to bring it in and do some stuff on it. But the Negro was they tried to shape the Negro as
demonized,
as to be someone to be scared of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was in the 60s.
Yeah, but they also did it to John Lennon.
Yeah, but John Lennon could assimilate it if he cut his hair and went blonde.
Yeah.
And so we need to understand that.
Mm-hmm. Both were assassinated.
But the question is, you know, is Israel really are we allies or are we foes now? Because, I mean, and I want to go to Benghazi too, because I got to go back to the disingenuousness of the administration and who we think will lie to us and who we will think will tell the truth to us.
As soon as Jordan's government falls into disarray, which is what I will predict is going to happen within the next year or so, then everything will be lined up to attack Israel, and watch what happens and pray.
They'll have the caliphate reformed.
Yep.
You won't have to worry about it.
That's the old Ottoman Empire.
I'm not going to get into religion here.
Hold on. What is a caliphate reform? What are you talking about?
Caliphate is the United States. It'll be the United States of Islam.
That's exactly what it is.
Wait a minute. I can't do the United States of Islam because I can't wear a burqa.
No, not here. What I'm saying is a caliphate, those countries.
It's a 13-headed monster, you know, the one that arrives in the, what's that last book of the Bible?
Revelation.
Yeah, there it goes.
But
no,
it will be all of those countries, the southern, from the southern Mediterranean all the way around Iran, Iraq. It'll be the reformation of the old Ottoman Empire. Is it the Ottoman Empire, Ben?
It would be OPEC on steroids, essentially.
Yeah.
Now, is Russia a part of this also?
No.
No.
They'll ally with them.
But they will not.
Russia, no, they will not.
Russia will, and so
the Bible says it will.
Russia and China?
Russia and China.
They will ally because everyone's going to come up against Israel, if I'm not mistaken.
So the kings of the north shall come down. He's going to put a hook in their jaw. In other words, he's going to make the situation so absolutely have to happen that they're going to gladly ally and
right
come
now,
down against
right
Carter.
Now. Well,
and they're going to come down, and when they do, they get destroyed on the mountains.
Right now, the Russians are kind of trembling in their boots. They've been fighting terrorism, Islamic terrorism, probably a little longer than we have in America here. And they're sharing information. In fact, they're the ones that tipped us off about the Boston bombers.
Yeah, they sent a letter.
So,
If they tipped us off, they'd have tipped us off ahead of time.
They sent a letter a year ago.
So we ignored it?
Pretty much.
Same thing. Like we ignored the Benghazi.
Nobody's paying any attention. One of these three that they just picked up came in back into the country on an expired visa.
Hey, listen, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600.
It was supposed to be an example of Hillary Clinton's battle-tested experience.
I remember landing under sniper fire.
In the speech last week, Senator Clinton was referring to her visit to Tuzla, Bosnia in 1996 as First Lady. The brutal war was over, but hostilities continued. And though the trip was exactly 12 years ago tomorrow, the memory seemed etched in Clinton's mind.
There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles to get to our base.
Problem is, that's not what happened. And we should know, CBS News accompanied the First Lady and daughter Chelsea on that Bosnia trip. That's Senator Clinton talking to me on the military flight into Tuzla. And these are the pictures we recorded of the greeting ceremony when the plane landed. Compare that to Senator Clinton's account.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was no greeting ceremony, and we basically were told to run to our cars. Now, that is what happened.
Thank you. There was no sniper fire either when Senator Clinton visited two Army outposts where she posed for photos, and no sniper fire back at the base, where she sang at a USO show starring Sinbad and Sheryl Crow. Referring to the CBS News video, Clinton aides today acknowledged her arrival in Bosnia was not quite as dramatic as Clinton put it.
She meant that there was fire in the hillside around the area when we landed, which was the case.
Who knows if she misremembered, misspoke, exaggerated, whatever, it makes the case for Senator Obama that all this experience that she's been talking about is at least partly her imagination.
Hundreds of thousands have viewed the video online in just the past few days, a reminder that in politics, memory should always match the videotape. Cheryl Atkinson, CBS News, Washington.
24-year-old Buford Rogers in Montevideo, Minnesota, and said it disrupted what would have been a localized terror attack. Rogers has been described as a militia type who wanted to kill people in his community. Authorities said they seized an assault-style rifle, crude firebombs, and a small-scale pipe bomb. Rogers is charged with one count of being a felon in possession of a firearm.
Admitted boyfriend killer Jodi Arias is awaiting her fate. The jury in her murder real-life soap opera trial have resumed deliberations. There are now a lot of questions after five women, including a new bride, were killed in a limo that caught fire on a bridge in Northern California.
Police don't know yet why the limo caught fire, but Doug Browner, a certified mechanic here in California, says he's had concerns about limos for a long time because there are no standards when limos are built.
The vehicle is literally cut in half and then stretched out, and all the infrastructure has to be modified. Everything from exhaust, air conditioning hoses, brake lines, and fuel lines.
He's calling for more oversight on how limos are built and maintained. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Would you like a comp day instead of overtime pay? The House will vote on a bill today that would give all workers, not just government employees, that option. The number one retiree-friendly state? No, it's not Florida. It's Tennessee, followed by Louisiana. This is ABC News.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code AWARE to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-305-2203. 1-800-305-2203. 1-800-305-2203. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
China is investigating a massive counterfeit meat supplier, possibly involving an American company. ABC's Gloria Riviera is in Beijing.
Records show the American fast food conglomerate Yum Brands may have bought tainted meat in bulk. Yum Brands owns and operates thousands of Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut restaurants in China. DNA testing will show whether the meat that made it onto plates was real or not. Last week, 900 people were arrested across China for offenses including passing rat meat off as lamb. Gloria Riviera, ABC News, Beijing.
Attention online shoppers, the days of tax-free shopping on the Internet may soon come to an end. The Senate is scheduled to vote today on a bill that would give states the power to charge sales tax on items we buy over the Internet. It's expected to pass, but it does face opposition in the House where some Republicans see it as a tax increase. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. This incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com and use the secret code MOM26. 100 colorful blooms guaranteed to stay fresh for at least a week for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM26.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited.
Charlie Staples barbecue sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples barbecue sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples barbecue sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples barbecue sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples barbecue sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
This was the work of Al-Qaeda. And you believe that it was led by foreigners. Is that what you're telling us?
It was planned, definitely it was planned by foreigners, by people who entered the country a few months ago. And they were planning this criminal act since their arrival.
Mr. President, is it safe for Americans there now?
The security situation is difficult, not only for Americans, even for Libyans themselves. We don't know what are the real intentions of these perpetrators, how they will react. So, but there is no specific particular concern for danger for Americans or any other foreigners. But situation is not easy.
Mr. President,
to keep stability. Yes.
Will it be safe for the FBI investigators from the United States to come in, or are you advising them to stay away for a while?
Maybe it is better for them to stay for a little while, but until we do what we have to do ourselves. But again, we'll be in need for their presence to help in further investigation. And I mean, any hasty action will be, I think, is not welcomed.
And you believe that this was the work of Al-Qaeda? He says that this is something that's been in the planning stages for months. I understand you have been saying that you think it was spontaneous. Are we not on the same page here?
Well, Bob, let me tell you what we understand to be the assessment at present. First of all, very importantly, as you discussed with the president, there is an investigation that the United States government will launch led by the FBI that has begun.
But they're not there.
They're not on the ground yet, but they have already begun looking at all sorts of evidence of various sorts already available to them and to us, and they will get on the ground and continue the investigation. So we'll want to see the results of that investigation to draw any definitive conclusions. But based on the best information we have to date, what our assessment is as of the present is, in fact, what it began spontaneously in Benghazi as a reaction to what had transpired some hours earlier in Cairo, where, of course, as you know, there was a violent protest outside of our embassy sparked by this hateful video. But soon after that spontaneous protest began outside of our consulate in Benghazi, we believe that it looks like extremist elements, individuals joined in that effort with heavy weapons of the sort that are unfortunately readily now available in Libya post-revolution, and that it spun from there into something much, much more violent.
But you do not agree with him that this was something that had been plotted out several months ago?
We do not have information at present that leads us to conclude that this was premeditated or pre-planned.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends. And the reason why I played that clip, it's because it's back in the news again. And as we talk about Syria, we talk about Libya, Benghazi, we talk about the Arab Springs, we talk about the disingenuousness of the administration and getting information out and the plans that they do in foreign policy. And I don't think we understand. And the reason why I played the clip of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, because you got to realize, if you have bullets flying over your head, it's something that you do not forget. So you can't misspeak about a. I will kid you not. I was working in a beauty supply back in the early 80s, and I accidentally tripped the silent alarm in San Diego, California. And I will tell you this, I will not forget
staring down the barrel of 45.
When the phone rang and said, "Come out. Are you all by yourself with your hands up?"
Uh-huh.
And when I stepped out the door, all of the guns that were pointed at my little head, because I accidentally tripped the silent alarm inside of a store.
Mm-hmm.
You don't misspeak when bullets are flying over your head. They just pointed at me. They didn't even have to shoot.
Wait. You know what was even funnier about that whole situation? When those bullets were firing, she brought her daughter with her.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, there's ultimate love for your kids.
Yeah, nobody. Well, you're not going to tell me that the Secret Service is going to allow any first lady anywhere near any place where there's live ammunition being fired.
Well, first of all, she's not a lady, but we'll.
And I'm dead.
Don't go down there. Don't go. Back to the office. You got it.
Because the one thing that we should not do is make those remarks, because guess what? She didn't do anything to show she was not a lady. That is offensive, and that is what people will label as racist. Because
that's
it is very, very offensive to say
well,
that.
You know what? Being lied to is offensive to me.
That doesn't make no difference about being lied to.
It's the truth. A lady does not lie.
That's not true. Mm-hmm. That's not true. And we need that. And let me say this, Ben. Don't do that.
He was talking about Hillary Clinton. How could it be racist?
Yeah.
He was talking about the first lady.
No.
He said the first lady is not going to be around anybody.
That was the first lady.
That was the first lady at the time.
She was the first lady at the time.
Yeah.
When she got fired on?
No.
She took Chelsea over there.
Right.
She was
Remember?
The first lady.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Stand corrected.
Yeah. No.
Do you agree with me that a
lady doesn't lie to you, though? Does a lady lie to you?
Oh, she's a liar now. Oh, no,
okay, but does a lady lie to you?
But you can call a person a liar.
Okay, no.
Ben, I don't care how you slice it. People lie. You have lied in your lifetime. So I'm not going to.
Yeah, but I haven't been caught yet.
But I'm not going to call. What I'm saying is, she lied about the situation, but that has nothing to do with her not being a woman.
What worries me about all this? I mean, she stands a really good chance of getting elected president.
But before you even go there,
a proven liar.
We got to understand. I'm working on something, because we were talking about Syria and Libya.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand, the Secretary of State Clinton in Benghazi in the Arab Springs,
mm-hmm.
you have to understand, she had a hearing, and they're back again in the news again about Benghazi and the truth not coming out. And if you lie to the American people about being shot at, and then your aide coming on and saying that you misspoke, you will definitely lie about what is going on in Benghazi to cover your behind when they say that Ambassador Stevens asked for some backup because they were under heavy fire and you ignored them. Just like the young man who was in Boston that you said that there was a letter that was sent to the State House that they ignored. We need to be honest about what's going on here.
But how can you be honest about what's going on? You got liars.
Didn't Hillary Clinton before Congress say that it was spontaneous from a video?
Well, see,
they tried to hold the line on this.
Right.
On 9/11.
And they knew better.
And that's what I'm saying. So I don't want to go that fast, but you have to understand, they have a track record of lying to the American people about things that go on, and they forget that they have videotapes to cover things up. Susan Rice comes on and she says it was spontaneous and it was over a video. Come to find out, we find out this has been planned for a long time. And not only did she call this gentleman who was the president a liar about him saying, it's not dangerous, this has been planned for a while, but they tried to blame it on a video.
Yeah,
well, here we are today, and they're finding out that the whistleblower, because I'm getting to the next video, there is a whistleblower that said that they knew, and they lied.
Yes.
And she went under oath, and they lied.
Right.
So here we now, we are going into Syria, and we've got what's going on with Israel and Syria.
Huh.
And they're speaking with forked tongue again, because as you said, they're acting as though that they are friends with Israel, but they're arming Syria. You can't be my friend and give my enemy bullets.
Right.
Well, we gave the Egyptians
bullets.
Abrams tanks,
yes,
and F-16s.
And F-16s. And I just have one other question. I need to point out the difference here, okay? Why do we demonize Condoleezza Rice when we don't have her on tape lying to us, and yet we can't demonize Clinton?
Because she was
Clinton.
Bush's girl.
Yeah.
You forgot that part. She was Bush's girl.
Scandal.
And anything that was tied to Bush had to be wrong.
So then I'm going to demonize.
Absolutely.
I'm going to I can't be prejudiced. I got to demonize them both. I'm sorry. I got to demonize.
I'm sorry.
She is not a lady.
Ben.
I'm not going to give it up.
Ben.
Hillary Clinton is a liar.
I don't care about her being a liar because that may be true. But her gender...
We have the proof.
No, Ben, I'm not going to mess around with a woman's gender. That has nothing to do with her lying on tape.
Well, if she was a man, she could lie, too. In fact, I'm not so sure she's not.
Ben, are you missing the point?
No, I'm not. I'm just playing with you.
I know, but it's not good. Because if it was your wife, your girlfriend, you would have a problem. And see, that's what goes on with men, and white men especially. You guys go after a person's gender instead of going after their mind. You go after a person's race instead of going after what they've done. And we limp put them into the wrong bag, and you can't do that. This has nothing to do with her gender. It has everything to do with her character and her integrity. And that has nothing to do with her gender.
Okay. Yes, yes. Men can lie, too.
We knew when Bill Clinton was in office she had no character or integrity.
Well, that's not true.
Because any woman with character and integrity would have left you, sorry, but...
No, they wouldn't have.
After Monica?
Yeah, that or she's just,
no,
yeah,
they
just beating the death.
Come on. No, they wouldn't have.
Let me say this.
No,
she
wouldn't have.
No woman
with
a...
Women, how many men cheat on women every day and they stay with them?
My wife would not dare, under any circumstances, come out and blame something on a far, vast, white, right-wing conspiracy if I couldn't keep it in my pants, okay? She was not integritous at all.
Let me say this.
She never was.
Listen, her dealing with her husband in her way.
No, that's not her husband. That's not her husband she was dealing with. She was dealing with the American people because she was a figurehead.
Listen what I'm saying. You guys are mixing a person's personal life with their political life, which is totally separate. Even though, if anything, we go after him. If she wants to stay with him and he's a dog, let him beat her down. That's his business and that's her business. Because I know quite a few women who still stay with their men who are dogs.
Mm.
That I wouldn't have on any day of the week. I don't care how much money they have. But you got to separate it because it has nothing to do, one has nothing to do with the other. They may have a partnership. It might be for business only. But whatever it is, that's their person. He can sleep on the couch. She can sleep in the basement. That's their business. He can have as many women where he wants to have them. That's his business.
Oh, you quit picking on Kennedy.
It's been going on for a very, very long time since you bring it up.
I say quit picking on Kennedy.
I'm just saying. But her lying to the American public about bullets flying over her head and them lying about Benghazi is totally separate from her lying about her husband having a winky.
No, ma'am. It's the same thing.
It's habitual lying.
It shows that she is willing to lie
about
to the American people to keep a straight face for herself. I don't care what her husband did or didn't do.
You know what else?
She was a liar. She lied to the people and blamed people falsely that had nothing to do with what her husband did by not being able to keep it in his pants.
And you know what's amazing?
That's what the difference is.
And what's more amazing is that the American populist lets her get away with it. They don't call her out on it.
But again, that's the American populist.
Yeah.
But what
you're part of the problem.
But what I'm saying is, what she does with Bill is her business. when she lies under oath in a senatorial committee hearing, when she gets on and talks about it's all about video games, when they lie about Syria and Israel, then it's my problem. I don't care if he goes home and beats.
It's everybody's problem then. And it's too late then.
And what's happening right now is the American people are being hoodwinked, looking at the winky instead of looking at what's really going on over in the Middle East and going on in the White House and going on in this administration, whether it be Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, that you have not seen yet come into fruition.
The Affordable
Health Care
Act.
Whether it is your taxes coming up, or whether it is what's going on in our foreign policy.
Hmm.
And we don't need to construe the two. Because all it does is muddy the water.
I don't think it's the difference between the two. I think it's...
There's a major difference.
I know.
And you can't call somebody out of their gender. Hi, who's that? Go ahead, Alex.
Good afternoon, Tracy. I was just calling to say hello.
Yeah, right. You started the fire early this afternoon. You weren't even here.
Well, I was listening to y'all, you know, just, you know, I think y'all just... I don't know. Yeah, y'all seem to be apologists for for the neocon elements of our government. And so I'm just shaking my head at you guys. I don't know.
Explain.
Well,
we need to call them out, don't we?
What do you mean
explain?
Explain. What am I apologizing to?
Yeah.
For. When you're apologizing,
I mean,
you apologize for.
I don't know. I mean, y'all seem to not really provide resolution for our foreign policy, but rather just continue to put Band-Aids, just continue the same nonsense, you know, essentially.
Well,
Alex, I agree with you. The best thing we can do for our foreign policy would be get rid of our president.
No.
Okay, yeah, let's talk the realities now.
That is reality.
It's not going to happen.
That's a start.
Alex says it's a start. Alex, there's a lot of people that feel just like you and I do out there.
I don't know. I don't want to know who you think we're apologizing for.
Yeah, you're apologizing for the neocon agenda. That's what you're apologizing for.
Explain. What's the neocon agenda?
Just the whole idea that we need to police the world and our presence in the Middle East and how we have to, you know, we need to defend Israel and this all this stuff. I mean, it's just
they're our allies.
You better defend Israel.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'm serious. You know why? Because they're your only true ally over there, and if you're ever to do business across the world and have it be successful, you better have a jump-off point, and you better have somebody willing to get your butt out of a crack. And if you're the fool to think that you don't need to have somebody to get your butt out of crack to do business in a whole world a whole world society, well, then have at it, my friend. But not even Barack Obama thinks that way. And he just had Israel do his dirty work and get him off of having to attack anybody. And so now he's going to promise that Iran will be, more or less neutralized, and whether he comes through it or not, it doesn't matter, because Israel has already just went and done his dirty work.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing about it is you actually accomplish more through diplomacy and free trade. When you actually exercise actual free market principles, for actually demonstrate and be an example of freedom, then that's actually what happens. I mean, we went to war in Vietnam and Korea, and it got us nowhere. But then when we opened up trade with them, now you see those countries they're very friendly with us now. And our methods,
money always comes.
And what my point though is that those aggressive elements in those societies aren't there anymore against the United States. And we're starting to see the same thing happen with China. China is falling apart because we've opened up trade with them. And, within 10 to 20 years, they will probably be, you know, pretty much capitalist as well. And this is what happens. We should promote our principles, not you know, not bombs, not on military bases, not more of this neocon agenda.
I can sort of agree with you, Alex, but I would like to see us be more like Switzerland. But I would also buy 15 new Trident submarines, and I just turn anybody that I determined to be a state sponsor of terror, I just turn our capital into green glass.
But you couldn't do it. That's the only thing. That's a fatalistic view. I agree that I'd have the strongest military, but without allies and without jump-off points, you see, everything is not a matter of nuclear weapons. And so even tactical, we'd have to try to have to do some diplomacy so that trade works. The thing is trade is what's going to drive the world around. And that's what they're trying to do, balance power, so that trade works throughout the world. That's the stupid thing about us. You can say come on if you want to. Why the heck do we have a European Economic Union and are trying to do the same thing over here? You have to understand that's why they did NAFTA and GATT, to buy peace. It wasn't for they just thought it was a good idea. It was to buy peace because people that trade with each other don't usually fight with each other.
Yeah, and I got
we're not harking
back to history too now. You got to remember what happened. You know, Chamberlain came back from Germany saying we have peace in our time because he thought he had to deal with Hitler.
Right.
Some of these countries and some of these dictators and some of these world leaders, you cannot deal with.
You cannot trust them.
They do not care about economy. They don't care about peace.
I agree.
They have ideologies that they will kill for and they will die for.
I gotta take a break, but you know what you just said, and this is something that I'm finding inside the political system that people do not realize. There are beliefs that people have that no matter how much money you wave at them, it will not usurp their belief system. And for some reason, people in the political arena cannot comprehend that your belief will usurp your greed. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And you, it is open mic today. We do want to hear from you.
I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world.
You know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number. 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Introducing a new faster way for your business to communicate, AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. Get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3 at att.com/enhancedPTT3. A great new choice for business. You push to talk. AT&T pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
This hour of America's Morning News is brought to you by Clayton Heating and Air Conditioning, the Valley's number one choice for heating and air conditioning. It's hard to stop a train.
There's no better place for delicious home-style meals than Hometown Buffet. Right now, SweetJack.com has amazing discounts on Hometown Buffet gift cards. Enjoy all your favorite Hometown Buffet meals, including everything you love at lunch and dinner, with soup, salad, and dessert always included. Best of all, the cards are valid at over 100 locations and never expire. And now you can get your Hometown Buffet gift cards at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, yeah, that's a real sweet deal.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal: ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
When liberals use the Bible and Christianity to advance their progressive ends, well, the mainstream media agrees with them. For them, it's just, oh, yeah, I agree with that. When a conservative uses the Bible and Christianity to advance a conservative point, they hyperventilate in the media. They're warning of a coming theocracy in America.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is open mic. The number is 347-945-5229. South Carolina, why don't you remind me to turn the phones off so that you guys could have a conversation inside of there. Alex is talking about people being apologetic and just saying, no, we're not. Ben is just being stupid. And
Ben's good at that. Geez. He's a man. Oh, wait, I can't say that. I'm being sexist.
No. And don't commingle that. You know, that's not good. But I'm saying I brought that up, and we wasted some more time messing around with Ben, because right now there's a whistleblower. Have you guys seen the whistleblower?
No, I haven't.
Oh, see there.
Oh, hold on. I'll tell you what. That's going to be the best thing this week.
There's a whistleblower.
How much you want to bet that
Clintons
will kill him?
No, oh, wait. No. They can't reach these people.
You don't think?
No, why can't they reach them? I don't know.
Not in position.
Not in, who's not in position? Oh, the White House. I don't know, Jeff.
The Clintons are not in position to kill anybody.
Well, yeah.
Right now.
The Clintons don't have to do it, though.
Mm-mm. Well, it wasn't anybody that could blow a whistle on the Clintons were ended up dead.
Listen to this.
Now, a witness who will testify this week at a long-anticipated congressional hearing will charge that then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tried to cut the department's own anti-terrorism unit out of the loop on the night of the attack. This is the three whistleblowers who have been kept under wraps for months will provide other new details. Republican Congressman Darrell Issa, chairman of the Oversight Government Reform Committee, will lead that hearing on Wednesday. And, sir, good morning to you, and welcome back here to
Good morning,
America's
Bill, and thanks for covering the really gallant testimony of these whistleblowers.
We will follow that on Wednesday, certainly. I've got a number of questions I'd like to go through quickly, and I'll see how far I can advance the story today. Will there be new information from your office today as to what happened in the hours and days after that and how the administration responded?
Absolutely. Part of the before, during, and after release, which comes from actual testimony, will be made public, some of it today.
How could that affect the story or even the headlines that we know of right now?
Well, I think as the story grows, everyone becomes more and more familiar that when Hillary Clinton said, what difference does it make? It makes a big difference. It makes a difference in who's responsible for these men's death, and ultimately whether or not we covered it up for political reasons or, as the president's asserting, for classified reasons, which is becoming more and more doubtful.
Mark Thompson, who worked at the State Department there, works at the State Department. According to our James Rosen and some reporting he was doing yesterday and again last night, he will testify under oath that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, a top aide there, tried to cut the Counterterrorism Bureau out of the loop in the days after what happened in Benghazi. If that is the case, what would have been her motivation for doing that, do you believe?
Bill, I think that's an important question. This idea that it wasn't terrorism, which has been said, both said and not said, plays right into this. If, as the president said in the Rose Garden, it was an act of terror, then of course the counterterrorism unit that exists for just that reason in the State Department should have been there at every moment. But if you wanted it to seem like it wasn't terrorism, keeping them out of the room allows you to play with this false truth that somehow it was a video and the same as the protests in Egypt, which, of course, from the get-go, everyone knew just wasn't true.
Based on what you know then, how damaging is this to Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think it's damaging because it happened on her watch. I think the important thing is that Hillary Clinton is no longer Secretary of State, but there are many people still at State Department who were involved in this at the highest levels who continue to keep their jobs and keep this symbol of the war is over, terror is behind us. We know in Boston, we know in Syria, we know every day for the survivors, if you will, from Benghazi, that just simply isn't true.
I wanted to bring that up, and I'm walking through this in the next couple hours that we're here because of the disingenuousness of the American administration. I mean, the government, I mean, they're supposed to be there. They're supposed to work for us. We pay our taxes, and they're supposed to be honest about what's going on with us. And I don't know why they would whitewash what's going on. And then as you look at the airstrikes going on over in Syria with Israel, you know, if we're not careful, there's going to be a war there. And we still haven't talked about Iran.
There already is a war there.
That's
what airstrikes are.
But we're getting set up for World War III.
I mean,
that's where we're going. We've already passed several exit points. I mean, I honestly believe we are headed for World War III.
I don't know if it's a third world war we're going towards or if it's a war against Israel that we're setting up for the, like you said, the countries that are all surrounding Israel now are all becoming anti-Zionist.
Should we become anti-Israel?
Oh, God.
No, I just don't go there.
You
no,
know I ain't.
Jeff, don't go there.
The reason why I said that is because I was right there. Somebody asking that question.
No, we have no business becoming anti-Israel.
Our president is, but I don't know about the country.
My question is, if our president is, because I'm finding something else out. I'm finding out however people think, that's what they do, not based upon where they're supposed to go,
mm-hmm.
but based upon how they feel.
Right.
And he has openly apologized for the policies that were pros, really.
And I got problems with politicians going in, changing their mind, and then finding out they're not standing for the platform in which they're on, but standing on their own personal beliefs. Because I didn't elect you to run on your own personal belief. I elected you to stand on what you said that you were going to do based upon the platform in which you stood.
You didn't
mean this,
you didn't.
This president is an absolute ideologue, and he's going to get his agenda, his total agenda through. If he can't get it through Congress, he's going to do it by executive fiat.
South Carolina?
Anyhow, for those of us that do not know what
you're... Give him a minute, Ben. Dang.
Well,
South Carolina.
Yeah.
Do you think we should? Yes.
Should we what?
Should
go
we actually...
Israel?
Yes, go against Israel?
No, that's crazy.
Hold on.
No.
Go ahead. Give me your point why you don't think we should, because I'm going down the list. I'm trying to make a point here.
Okay. Number one, you got a treaty with them. Okay. You got a protection.
We had a treaty with the Indians too.
No, but they are our allies.
We was allies with the Indians too. The Native Americans. Check them out. They got land over in the middle in the central time zone. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
But Tracy, they've got plenty of money. They can do what they want. They operate pretty much as a sovereign nation. So
you don't think we should? How about you, Chicago? Hold on, Diva.
Everybody's afraid to answer that question.
Alex?
We shouldn't be for or against any nation. And so, you know, it has no... So any kind of policy that, like Stick said, much like Switzerland, you know, we should be neutral and just have free trade with everyone, and that's what's really going to promote our ideals. We don't need to be pro-Israel or against Israel or pro their enemies or against their enemies.
Alex, can I ask you a question?
The most effective way of spreading freedom to their enemies is actually to be free with them.
Okay, Alex, may I ask you a question? If theoretically Hitler was alive today and in control of a large economic power, say such as Japan or China, should we be friends or foe with him? Or neutral, as you still claim? Because we tried neutral already. Chamberlain came back with an agreement from Hitler.
Alex has a Ron Paul foreign policy.
See,
that's my point,
Alex.
That's why I would never vote for Ron Paul.
He has the Ron Paul foreign policy. My question is, you know, how are you my friend all these years, and all of a sudden I'm no longer your friend?
My thing is that kind of gets me because Alex is so stable. Rand Paul is so much of a nut. I don't see
Ron Paul. Alex, I sort of agree with you, although I believe in mutual self-defense treaties with our allies. And you're right. I think, hindsight, we never should have went to Iraq. But I agree. I think we should have mutual self-defense treaties, such as NATO is a mutual self-defense treaty.
Hold on, Ben. Jeff, how do you feel about this?
Okay, you want me to answer only in the natural, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, in the natural, it does not pay you to take your hand away from Israel. Why? Because still at this particular time, the Middle East is the oil trade capital of the world. Now, it doesn't have to stay that way, but it is at this moment. Strait of Hormuz and all these other places are our allies, like England and the rest of the West, are dependent upon that opening up. That is the heart artery to our allies. So if you want to destroy your other allies and not give a care about them, then okay, then pull away from Israel. That's in the natural. That has nothing to do with the spiritual side of it.
I look at it like this. We need to take care of our own problems. We need to secure our southern borders.
That is your own problem.
No, Chicago, that was not my question. Answer the question that I asked. The question that I asked you.
Is that in the Bible also?
No, that's not what I asked you.
Chicago,
can you not hear me? Do you not hear me?
Do extreme background checks on people.
Do you hear me? Hello?
And get visas. Go ahead.
Do you hear me? That is not what I asked you. The question was uniform for everyone. My question is, should we take our support away from Israel? That's the question.
I think we shouldn't take our support away from the American people and secure our borders.
But see, as long as the oil is traded on the American dollar, we do have a vested interest in the Middle East, and that's why Jeff's answer was 100% correct. Yes, we need to support Israel, and we need to have a presence in the Middle East.
So my question is, do we?
Yes.
So hold on. Well, Israel has oil.
No, they don't.
Hold on.
Yes, they
hold
do.
On. Israel,
oh, yeah,
hold on.
Offshore. They've got.
Can I finish?
Well,
let me finish. Israel has oil.
Very little.
Doesn't matter. Israel has oil.
Mm-hmm.
But the surrounding areas have more oil than Israel. So
right.
Why wouldn't you become friends with the people that have oil and not the people and with Israel that has a little bit and line up with the Arab-speaking nations and not with Israel? And I'm just asking a question. I don't want to get a whole bunch of emails. I'm just asking. I'm just being the advocate in the opposite advocate in the room. So I just said that out loud.
Teacher.
Ask Henry Kissinger.
Well, he's the one who put together OPEC, didn't he?
And
he's the one who's orchestrating the New World Order, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken. So why are we not lining up with the other side?
What other side?
There was another side.
People.
Those aren't the other side.
Who's not the
other
side?
They're done.
Who's there? Who's done?
The Arab countries are done being the oil producers of the world.
Because we have oil here.
Not just because we have oil here.
Because Russia had oil there all along.
Russia is now the world's largest oil.
They always have been.
And the United States is second, and Venezuela is third.
So why are we still playing in the Middle East?
Because you are getting ready to double-cross and change the way that money is done in the world.
In which way?
I told you, they're going to double-cross OPEC. They're going to kick them out because, first of all, we pretty much depleted their ability to serve the world anymore. Okay, pretty much. I didn't say we did deplete it. I said pretty much. We don't need them anymore, so we don't need them, and the ideology is getting out of hand.
Only China needs them.
So China needs them.
That's
so
it.
China, you know, they're going to say have at it, and that'll be their friend. But we're going to have to keep them in check because still, once again, England. And Australia, all these other places need that oil out of the Middle East.
No,
and
England does not.
England does not anymore?
No, the North Shore, they never did.
Okay.
BP is one of
see,
the
what,
they've
what,
got
what,
oil.
What
I
have to remember, Jeff.
I know Europe needs that oil.
What you have to remember about oil is all crude is not equal.
That's
and the
true.
Stuff they pump out of the ground in the Middle East is good for almost nothing except making asphalt out of and burning. It's not a high-quality crude. If you go to an oil museum such as the one in Stavanger, Norway, they've got vials of oil from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that oil that's coming out of the North Sea almost looks like the stuff you're dumping in your car without refining.
Just
now,
like the stuff they're pulling out of the ground here in Ohio.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what we're pulling out here is a better grade?
It
has
three times the hydrocarbons than the light sweet crude coming out of Saudi Arabia, which is one of the best oils.
So
too.
Now the member countries, now listen there, the member countries of OPEC are Algeria, Angola, Ecuador, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Libya, Nigeria, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Venezuela.
How many of those companies or countries are in Africa?
Libya,
Nigeria,
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia is in the Arabian Peninsula.
Oh, so they don't count that as Africa
anymore.
But
we have one in South America that's part of that OPEC trade, too.
I just want to point that out, that it's not just the Middle East, is what I'm trying to point out.
Yes.
So my question is, you said somebody just said that they're going to double-cross them.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to double-cross them all?
Yes, the entire OPEC.
The ones that don't come into the new fold.
If they don't need you. But the thing is once again, the United States is going to be the number one producer of energy in the world, and that's where you're going to trade the dollar on by their plan. Now, that doesn't mean that their plan is going to work, but that's the plan.
So the plan of the United States is going to be the number one producer.
Mm-hmm. And it's still the head of the trade of whatever dollar is being the oil is going to be traded.
Whatever
so does
currency.
That make, so does that make it the United States?
Could be.
It could be.
It depends on what progressives you want to follow.
Yeah, either the left or the right side progressives. This is true.
Yeah.
I hate to say it that way because I'm not necessarily with the plan. I'm just telling you what they're going to do.
But my question is, so how, now I've got to bring that back home.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that affect me here in the Northeast Ohio area with
hugely.
The oil under my feet?
Hugely.
Yeah, it either makes you more predominant, gives you more buying power, or it destroys what buying power you have, depending on which progressives take
right.
power.
Right.
I think you missed my point.
No. We got you.
Mm-hmm. That's the point. We understood exactly.
In other words, if you go with socialism, you're in trouble. Because the socialism, you will not get to use. You're not going to be able to use any of that.
Well, that's your business. We built that business. We built that oil field. That's our oil field, not yours.
And you have a significant number of people that are pushing for nationalization of all mineral rights in this nation.
Absolutely.
Oh, would I like to shoot every one of them?
All right. Yeah.
So hold on.
What you have to remember, Tracy.
And the number 347-945-5229.
What you have to remember, Tracy, is this is the only nation on the planet where the individual landowner owns the minerals underneath his property.
That's right.
The only one. This is the only country on earth
right.
where the oil company has to go and deal with an individual landowner.
Mm-hmm.
In the rest of the world, they just go deal with the government.
And that same goes with precious metals, too.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
You got a point there.
Sand and gravel.
A huge point.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, go ahead.
Even water. You know, you own the water underneath your land.
Yeah, in some countries.
You don't realize how free America really has been because these people have clouded the issue. They've clouded history, and they give you a one-sided view of where you are in the world because, of course, Miles Monroe said we're the most arrogant country in the world. Who plays the World Series with only teams from their country? So, that's true. Yeah,
that's Toronto Blue Jays.
No, you know what I'm saying. That field is North America. They're all North America. We don't even have any South American teams in the, you know, in the league or anything.
You know that, and you brought up a point that bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
We call ourselves Americans,
mm-hmm.
and we talk about America. We should force ourselves to say United States of America.
Yeah, because there's Canada, Mexico, and all.
Right.
Yeah, but they don't count. So we're Americans. Because they're Mexican and Canadian.
There's a whole lot of stuff that we just have allowed to roll into our vocabulary and things that it's changing the way we think.
This is true.
You know.
And actually speaking things into existence because right now,
right.
the way things are going, we're not united.
I mean,
I want to go back to what we were talking about, America and the oil underneath our feet and in this area. Because if you're talking about OPEC, and you're talking about socialism because you have to understand this administration, going back to what's going on now, they're pushing us towards a nationalized viewpoint. When I look at even the gun rights, all the conversation that has been taking place in the last year and a half, everything has been, the last 8 years, everything has been pushed towards a socialistic ideology.
By an idiot.
No, not all idiots.
No, it's...
it's not all idiots. Because they believe it doesn't make them an idiot. But who's an idiot is those of us who buy into it without
realizing what it is.
So don't blame them. They're pushing forward their agenda,
mm-hmm.
whether you like it or not. It's the people who are drinking the agenda without asking questions about why am I drinking this.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that is coming at us is not free. And so when we look at what's going on in Syria and going on in Israel, and when we look at what's going on in Benghazi up in the Arab Springs, and then we look at our national health care, and having a conversation with some people, finding out that pretty soon our independent doctors will no longer be independent. They're going to have to go and work for
the government, a hospital
or someone because they're not going to be able to stay independent any longer, which is going to take away competition. Anytime you have competition, you only have monopolies.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be in trouble.
Yep.
Well, with the healthcare thing, people forget that what used to be very expensive years ago in almost every procedure is now becoming routine, and the cost keeps coming down. And that's what competition and capitalism does in the medical market. I mean, there was a time when you had open heart surgery. If you were Catholic, you got last rites before they put you on a gurney.
Well, that's
and now it's out. But look, that's driven by competition.
technology. No,
you look at the cost.
Technology is driven by competition.
You look at
in an open free market society.
Look at LASIK surgery.
That's still competition.
No, that's competition because almost no healthcare policy will pay for LASIK surgery.
That's not true.
Oh, I don't know any that does because
it's considered cosmetic surgery just like breast augmentation.
Unless you have cataracts.
Well, unless you have cataracts.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
And the cost keeps coming down,
mm-hmm.
and the quality of the work keeps getting better.
South Carolina, you want to jump in on this conversation since we monopolized it for the last 20 minutes? Your mics are open online. But I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to let them know their mics are open. I don't think it's – I think it's more competition. I think it's more technology.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, if you look at computers today,
well,
it would take you $3,000 for you to go get a desktop computer at one time, and now you can go get it for $300.
Right, but let's look at the Soviet Union. Okay, we had a space race with them. Okay, they had a closed society, a socialistic society, and yet – you know, they may have even been ahead of the space race at one point in time, but how many technological advances have been driven by that society compared to our society? Look where they are. I mean, practically, you know, at the end of the Cold War, they were still stuck in the Stone Age compared to our society and the technological advances we had here in a free, open market society.
Look at the technology advances that come out of China. There are very few. If any,
well, they
that's heavy too.
Yeah,
they don't come out of town, but they steal.
They steal
them
a lot of them.
They steal ours.
Yes,
they come over here. They buy products, take them home, reverse engineer.
How many men have China put into space?
Well,
but you take those same Chinese people and you bring them to the United States, where they have the freedom to create.
And look what happens.
And they go gangbusters.
Well, the freedom to make money.
Yeah.
And better their position in life. Which is a capitalistic society.
But America is losing that. And
yes,
we're talking about mineral rights and talking about freedoms and talking about what's going – because America is losing its freedoms every moment of
our
the day.
Our gun rights? Listen, anybody that wants to try to take my gun, forget it. I'll give you a bullet freely, free of charge, whatever, but you're not going to take my gun.
But listen to what I'm saying. It's more than just guns.
Listen to what I'm saying.
It's more than just guns.
But the thing is, when we start talking libertarianism – and we start talking freedom, I'm anti-zoning. But I can guarantee you, you're not anti-zoning, Tracy.
You better believe it.
And there's a bunch of people that aren't anti-zoning. Well, if I own my real estate, it's my property.
You do what you want.
Leave me alone.
Exactly.
As long as what I'm doing doesn't spill over onto your property.
Who cares?
It's none of your business.
But your property actually spills over into my property based upon how you treat your property.
So you're telling me it's not my property then, and you have a right to tell me what to do with my property.
No, what I'm telling you is your property. I have a neighbor who has stuff all over the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a rodent on its way to a rodent trap.
But that's a health thing. And
hold on, you're not cutting your grass, or you putting all the cars that you've ever owned in your life, in your yard, in your front yard. It affects my property.
Yeah, especially if you don't put a couch out there, too.
You know what I mean?
So freedom's okay as long as you're the one who's deciding what freedoms we get.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is you said as long as it doesn't spill over into my property, you putting all your cars that you've ever owned in your front yard affects my property.
Tracy, here's the simple solution to that. You're free to move. You're free to sell your property. Just as I'm free to do whatever. Yes, I agree. I'm agree with Sticks on this one. If you don't like your neighbor, you move.
That's because you guys don't live in a neighborhood where people park in the front yard.
Yes, sir.
I know. We're the ones parking in the front yard.
No, you're not.
At Big White House by me, they have parties. They park in the front yard all the time.
We're not talking about parking cars that aren't moving. We're talking about non-moving cars in the front yard that don't move.
That's yard art.
Listen, I agree with you, Sticks. I think if it's your property.
What'd you say?
Tracy can only afford to move to another ghetto, so they'd probably have three or four cars in the front.
That's because y'all live in big time Chicago.
Yeah, I think this is another white and black issue.
What?
I think, you know, when it comes to, you know.
Oh, no. There's a lot of people around Canfield that believe the same way Tracy does.
Poland too.
Really?
Yeah, you got. Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, I got a friend. I got a friend that absolutely. He's as conservative as you are, but he firmly believes in zoning.
Well, I can see that you have some type of standard for your neighborhood. However, it has to be within reason.
Well, see,
I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
An old proverb says, God could not be everywhere, therefore he created mothers. Mother's Day is a time to celebrate motherhood and show our love to our mothers in a special way. At Crandall Medical Center, every day is Mother's Day. The caregiving staff at Crandall Medical Center is proud. So many families have entrusted care of their mothers to us. We know modern life is full of challenges that keep family members busy working long hours and raising young children. Also, medical conditions may mean that mom needs skilled nursing care. We are committed to caring for your mother the way you would if you could. That's why every day is Mother's Day at Crandall Medical Center. To find out how we honor and celebrate mothers at Crandall Medical Center, call 330-938-6126 or visit us on the web at crandallmedicalcenter.com. Crandall Medical Center on the campus of Copeland Oaks in nearby Sebring.
The jury in the Jody Arias murder trial has resumed deliberations in Phoenix. Arias says she killed her ex-boyfriend in self-defense. Sucking on your baby's pacifier to clean it off, it could keep allergies, eczema, and asthma at bay, but some doctors worry it could also spread infection. This is ABC News.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.625%, APR 3.77%, that payment could support a $295,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $70,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Your kid may be playing football despite being hurt, according to a new study. ABC's Lisa Stark has more.
Football is the most likely of all high school sports to cause concussions. The study from Cincinnati Children's Hospital found that many players who suspect they've suffered one would keep playing anyway. Half of the high school football players questioned said they would always or sometimes continue on the field, even after a hit and a headache. Researchers say coaches may need to beef up sideline screening to make sure players sit out. Lisa Stark, ABC News, Washington.
The oldest daughter of the Utah soccer referee who died a week after being punched in the head by a player says she hopes to forgive the 17-year-old one day. The teenager attacked 46-year-old Ricardo Portillo after he called a foul on him and gave him a yellow card. He's in juvenile detention on suspicion of aggravated assault, but he could now face more serious charges. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
Chances are your air conditioner isn't going to quit working between 8 and 5 on a weekday. Ainsley Heating and Cooling thinks you shouldn't pay more when your air conditioner breaks after 5 p.m., day or night, even weekends. The Ainsley Group doesn't charge unnecessary fees. Maybe that's why they're welcome at more homes in northeastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania than any other contractor. Call Ainsley Heating and Cooling, 330-637-1911 or AinsleyHTG.com.
News Talk 600 is working to help put our valley back to work. We've come together with local employers and training centers to connect job seekers with potential new openings and new careers. Visit our website and click on Features. That's where you'll find links to local companies and training centers, and you can even submit your resume right online. Putting our valley and America back to work. Visit 600WSOM.com.
Spring is the time of renewal when the world blooms again. Just as spring rains and warm sunshine renew the earth, the physical rehabilitation programs at Crandall Medical Center can help to renew body and spirit. If you've had recent joint replacement surgery or fracture, the rehabilitation specialists at Crandall Medical Center put a spring in your step again. The physical and occupational therapists at Crandall Medical Center can help you renew vitality and regain strength, help you to bloom again. Call us at 330-938-6126 or visit our website at CrandallMedicalCenter.com for more information about orthopedic rehabilitation. Call 330-938-6126. Crandall Medical Center on the campus of Copeland Oaks Retirement Community in nearby Sebring, a good place to get better.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Bosch Appliances are ranked highest in customer satisfaction with dishwashers by J.D. Power and Associates. You can find great deals on ultra-quiet Bosch dishwashers by visiting your local Bosch dealer for special promotions. J.D. Power and Associates 2012 Kitchen Appliance Satisfaction Study.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, Ford offers seven models with an EPA estimated rating of 40 miles per gallon highway or better. Get 0% financing for 60 months on best-selling models.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.625%, APR 3.77%, that payment could support a $295,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $70,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Check it out. It's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends. It's 8 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock here on WSOM AM 600. Hope you're having a good day today here on a Monday. It's nice and sunny. It's springtime in Northeast Ohio. What a wonderful pleasure it is to see you, because I never thought you'd get here, because it's so nice not to have on shoes, socks, sweaters. But now let me FYI for all the people out there that have businesses. I know it's warm outside, and I know it's spring, but that doesn't mean that you have to blow the air. And I've been in a couple places in the last couple days, and y'all had to light the air on like it was 90 degrees outside. We're not there yet, so save on your electric bill. Bring it down a little bit so we can just sit comfortably where we're at, because I'd appreciate it not having to wear a wool sweater in the middle of spring because you got the air on full blast blowing all over the place. I just want to go out and, you know, enjoy.
Speak for yourself, white man.
Ben, grab your mic. That's all right. You don't say it again.
That's the first time I forgot to have my mic on. Yes.
You know I'm going to get you, right?
Yes. Yeah. Right. The shoe's coming off.
Oh, yeah.
She ain't never had any kids. She ain't allowed to take her shoe off to beat nobody.
Only
if you have kids are you allowed to take your shoe off to beat somebody.
You know, I'm trying to help y'all out.
Some of us are just beyond that.
I'm going to dock your pay.
I'm going to put on Def Comedy Jam now.
She's only going to give you one grain of rice now.
One, that's right.
I got a guy coming on, speaking of a grain of rice, that he does micro art. I can't wait. He's coming on in June. He's going to blow your socks off.
Really?
He does art in the eye of a needle.
So how does that work for radio?
Easily. You got to hear a story.
Okay.
And then go on, and then take time to go online and check it out. It will blow. You cannot see it with the naked eye.
I've seen some of that.
Have you seen that?
Different places, yeah.
No,
it's really neat.
This guy is the only one who does it in the world.
Then it must have been his work I was looking at.
His name is Willard. Wow. He actually puts, like, stuff in the middle of a needle eye. Not the little needle. I'm talking about the little needles, not the embroidery needle. It was really amazing.
Does he paint with, like, under a microscope or something?
He actually
like that?
He paints with a he pulled a facial hair out of his skin.
I don't want to know anymore.
Hair. I said facial hair out of his face, and pulled it, and that he made that into a brush.
That's still gross.
And he actually paints between heartbeats. It's really amazing.
What do you mean paints between heartbeats?
Because he cannot, because it's so micro. Under the microscope, he cannot. He uses heartbeat as a chisel. It's just amazing.
Snipers.
Snipers
shoot between heartbeats.
This is true.
It's just for accuracy. You know, it's really amazing, and just, I'm just excited about getting him on. I found him on TED Technology, and if you guys want to see anything worthwhile, go on to TED.com. TED is a think tank of people around the world who do speeches and all, and some of the stuff that people are doing in this world is really mind-blowing. Alex, you ought to be on there because you know you're about that dorky.
All right.
Okay, just so that you know.
I don't think Alex is dorky.
You have to meet him. You got to know him.
Yeah, God. Alex, I would never call again.
It's okay.
I called him crazy, so now you. But I don't think you're crazy like Ron Paul.
No, I said dorky. I didn't say crazy.
I know. I called him crazy.
I call him dorky.
But I said he was like, you know.
And not only is he dorky, but he ain't sent me a check to change my mind yet. And that's why I haven't paid you guys, because Alex hasn't sent me a check. But Alex sends me a check, I'm going to send y'all, I'm going to make sure everybody gets paid. And
y'all
you
going to be waiting a long time.
Well,
man.
He's not going to send you a check because you didn't build this business.
Huh?
President built it. President should send us
as
a check.
Matter, you know what? Hold up, y'all. Ben, I think you're onto something.
Yeah, maybe we can be funded. Government funded.
No. President Obama and Hillary Clinton, they have helped build this business.
Yes, they did.
Because they give me the talking points to keep me going.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Lie upon lie they built. Oh, sorry.
So, Jeff, somebody said something about propaganda, what was going on in Syria, and I want to go back to that because I'm really talking about the foreign policy, and I'm not a big foreign policy person, so I can't talk about it from a point of knowledge in most things, but I know a lie when I hear it, and I can see the truth when I see it, and they're not being real honest with the people.
No, they're lying to you, period. Ben and I were just talking about that because we were saying it's propaganda. Because why would Syria get upset that we bombed several rebel sites, that Israel bombed several rebel sites? They're fighting the rebels themselves.
Now,
so, go ahead.
Where did you see that reported that they were rebel sites? Because I hadn't seen that report.
The rebels are the ones that are taking the weapons from Iran and running them into Gaza.
Right through Iraq.
Okay, through Iraq, yeah.
There's a very good reason why they would be upset about that, you know.
Why?
Well, you know, there's still a Muslim code, so to speak, you know. I mean, yeah, they may not like each other, but they don't want some, you know, Zionists. Then they'll actually band together to fight Israel if they, you know, under the right conditions, you know. It just depends on how bad they... You know how bad they want what they want, but you know,
you have to realize President Assad's government has negotiated a few I wouldn't call them treaties, but agreements regarding the Golan Heights. Like I said, they were on good terms, or at least negotiating terms with Israel. It's the rebels who are not, and the rebels are the ones that do not want to negotiate at all with Israel. They are the extremists in the Muslim community that their only goal is to defeat Israel.
Hmm. Wasn't Egypt part of Israel too?
Well, Egypt, Sadat had a peace agreement
right.
That was signed by one of our very good democratic presidents, got the Nobel Peace Prize for that,
right.
If you don't recall.
Mr. Carter
got that.
Yeah.
So we helped undo that too, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
It seems to be a pattern here.
Yeah.
I hear there's
that's
a lot of Muslim
president.
I heard there's a lot of Muslim Brotherhood people going in and out of the White House too.
I think he is isn't the one in the White House a
no.
part of the Muslim
No,
he's
a
brother.
No, Ben,
so,
no,
Muslim.
Ben,
I'm just getting confused here now. You guys, I don't understand.
Hold on, Chicago. You know it's past 2 o'clock, right?
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, it's past 2 o'clock.
I just got kicked off the radio, guys.
Go ahead, Chicago.
Ben, that couldn't happen. You got too many Jews around him.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Wait, you know how many? Wait, he did get a lot of Jewish dollars in the last election.
He got a lot of Jewish dollars. I mean, he got. You would think. Hold on, Jeff. You know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he get so much money from the Jewish people?
Because the Jewish people are liberals.
They're
very secular. They don't believe in Israel. They don't believe in the promises of the
Lord.
Then
why are they always sending? They always sending money to Israel.
Well, yeah, that's why God punishes Israel.
You got more. I bet you have more Christians sending money to Israel than you do actual Jews sending it. I bet you. Now I'm not telling you I know that. So that's not one of those in stone answers from me. But it would be my educated guess. That you have more Christians, because more Christians believe in the Jewish people than the Jews themselves.
Okay, let me slow this down, because I'm finding out that they're telling me, okay, over the weekend, they tell me Israel sent so many airstrikes over to Damascus.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the 4th of July in the air. They bombed
mm-hmm.
everything.
Oh, they sure did. Mm-hmm.
Are they at war?
No.
Jeff, they're at war.
They're not at war yet.
Not total war.
What'd you say?
They're learning from the United States pretty well. It's not a war until you've dropped at least 1,000 bombs. You have to hit the 1,000 bomb mark before it's actually a war. You know,
that's just a police action, Alex.
It's not a war yet. So,
Israel has a lot more bombs.
Right.
Okay, so, go back to my question. Are we at war yet?
Yes. Well, Ben say yes. I say not yet because nobody's fired back at Israel yet.
They've been firing back at Israel for years.
Well, yeah, they've been firing on Israel for years.
Hmm.
This is true. But watch this. Israel just did President Obama's dirty work. President Obama is a wimp, and he would not have gone over there and bombed anything himself for lack of being loved by the left. And so,
how come you can call President Obama some, but I can't?
He's a wimp. I didn't call him a racial epithet.
Yeah.
What racial epithet did I call him?
You call him a Muslim. You call him
that's
a radical Islamist.
That's not racial.
That is.
No.
That's not too many.
Ben, you have a way of
no, no.
Yeah.
You have I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because I'm white.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, when you called him the B word that time.
Oh, yeah, the president is something.
Hold on, you have no idea how much.
All politicians.
Ben, I called that all politicians. You understand the blowback.
All public workers, too, by the way.
I'm a public worker.
You better leave me alone. I'm just retired.
You are a
government
of the people, for the people, by the people.
Ben.
Yes.
That does not make me a B-word. That makes me a servant, if you do it right.
Okay. Public servant.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what it means is I'm accountable to the people who actually put me there.
to ensure what I'm supposed to take the responsibility to ensure.
So you work for them?
Absolutely.
And if you don't do your job right, what do you do?
You fire me.
Uh-huh. How do we fire you?
By making sure that I don't get reappointed.
Hmm. And how do we do that?
I'm not going to tell you that. I don't want you to know something. One thing I am not. I am not dumb. I am not smarter as a fifth grader, but I am not dumb.
Not dumb.
And the number is 347-945-5229. I got issues. I got issues because Syria, Benghazi, White House, affordable health care, World Trade Center.
What are liars? No.
For 200. I need about $200 right now. Okay, go ahead, Chase.
This isn't Jeopardy. You just keep on forgetting this is not Jeopardy.
I needed the money. I was just wishing.
I told you, but I'm serious. Are we not paying attention to this? And then all of a sudden, I mean, it's almost like a day late and a dollar short. Then the news media picks up on it 8 months later.
Mm-hmm.
Because yesterday,
which news media?
Yeah, because Fox reported
That's the thing. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. The big three networks have
NBC,
become the propaganda.
ABC.
NBC, ABC, and CBS have become the propaganda arm of this administration.
And who owns them? A guy by the name of.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, I don't know who owns them.
Who controls them?
Well, NBC is controlled by General Electric.
Oh, GE.
Which is
okay,
so far.
Who owns the majority of shares in General Electric? George who?
Oh, George Soros.
Okay.
George Soros owns every outlet there is that isn't Fox.
Well, and the problem with Fox is the majority stockholder in Fox is a Saudi Arabian.
No.
I mean, really, the only independent news source that's growing is Glenn Beck's Blaze. Because
mm-hmm.
Glenn Beck doesn't owe anybody on this planet a nickel. So nobody can yank his chain.
This is true. You can either choose to watch him or not watch him.
I don't know why he would name it the Blaze,
the refining fire.
The same
that doesn't sound very masculine.
Now listen to this. But they won't give him a cable channel.
Yes. Oh, yeah, he's getting more and more and more. He's got.
No. I said a cable channel. I didn't say.
Yeah, he's on.
No. He's on him, but they're not giving him his own.
I said give him a cable channel.
He's not Ted Turner yet. Is what we're trying
they
to say.
They will not give him a cable channel.
Ted Turner has a cable channel.
He does. He's got the Blaze.
But that's a program that's on a cable.
No. He's got a whole network.
He's got a whole network,
he's on something like 15 cable providers now.
Hold on. Let me rephrase the what I'm saying. The former Vice President Gore would not sell him current.
Right.
Huh.
And so I still cannot get Glenn Beck. I cannot get the Blaze. I cannot get whatever. But Oprah can get, with her Oprah Life class, I can get her all day long.
But what I'm saying is each cable operator is independent of the other cable operators.
We understand. And what I'm
saying, he is picking up more and more cable operators. I would say within 3 to 5 years, he'll be on all of them.
But my question is, why do I have to wait 3 to 5 years when I want to watch him today?
Because you call your cable provider and tell them you want him.
No, they won't let me have it. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, they will.
No, they won't.
Money speaks. Money talks.
But that's
He's not on. I'm not mistaken. He's not on Time Warner. He's not on AT&T. UVerse.
I'm not sure.
And he's not on Armstrong.
I know he's on the largest. He just got put on the largest cable provider in the New York City area.
And Tracy, I didn't know you was a public servant. What office do you hold? I thought you were just a radio host.
I ain't telling.
No. She's actually got a good job now.
I ain't
telling. She's got a real job now.
Yeah, a real job.
One that really pays.
She got some prestigious little holdings here.
Yeah.
So we'll leave her alone, though.
Yeah.
All I am is a public servant.
Yeah, right.
That's all. And I'm going to do my job today, too.
Is that why we have to bow down to that statue before we come in the studio every day? Is that why?
Absolutely.
That's what
Absolutely.
I thought.
Absolutely.
It's kind of neat getting a picture of Tracy with American wrapped in American flags, you know?
No, we won't be doing that.
No?
No.
Have a flag behind you or something?
No, flag behind me, maybe.
Yeah. That'd be kind of neat. But I think what's important, get back on subject here, is that we are being lied to. They are setting up the Middle East, if anybody knows about their geography. You look at all the countries that have changed their governments under the administration that we have right now, Libya, Syria, Egypt, Lebanon has already been a mess. I think once they have Jordan under their belt, I think it'll be set for them to actually launch an invasion upon Israel, and I think that's going to happen unless America, we do something to stop it, and we have done only things to help it move forward. We have helped them change governments in Egypt. We have helped them change governments in Libya. We are talking about doing it now in Syria, and like I said, Jordan is the only hope we have left right now there.
I got to go back to what I was talking to Sticks about. Sticks, the blaze ain't on jack crap across this country. And on opium inside of New York City don't count. How you going to have a conservative like Glenn Beck talking to New York City with Bloomberg and he's the mayor?
That's like an ice cube in hell.
You
ain't
know what
happen.
I'm saying?
But it takes time to build something from scratch. I see what you're saying, but he'll be there in 5 years.
You're missing my point. In 5 years, we want him now.
Well, then, Carl. I mean, he's got a program going to call your cable provider and ask for it.
What I'm saying is, he's not on any networks. He doesn't have a network chain like you know, Oprah, the OWN network. You can find OWN everywhere. I don't know how.
Well,
but
it took her 20 years to get there, Tracy.
Yeah. Have you seen OWN?
We're a lot like Glenn Beck,
yeah,
too,
but it
aren't
doesn't
we?
Matter. It took her 20 years to get there, and she has the money to fund her own self. But Glenn Beck does not, although he's doing pretty good. That's why he was able to go out on his own. Because
well, actually, if he picks me up, and he can get on more.
That's right.
Why don't you get in touch with him?
I'm trying. Don't nobody know his phone number.
Oh, I can get you to Glenn Beck.
Wait.
Glenn Beck, that's all I need.
Wait, I'll get it out of my book here.
That's right. All I need is a phone
number.
Oh,
wait, dinner with a
phone. Hey, believe it. Believe it or not, a friend of mine. Believe it or not, a friend of mine a couple years ago answered his phone, and it was Glenn Beck. He dialed the wrong number.
like Bill Cosby called our show, Tracy's show. Yeah, he called back a couple of times.
I got a better one.
That was a good one.
We all got a personal friend. Tess is her first name. Her uncle is a very good friends with Henry Kissinger and actually taught with him at the American University in D.C.
Did he try to give you the new world order?
So you put all these people in the same sentence.
Yeah, I know.
Really going to help us out.
Help us. Yeah, it'd be nice. It'd be nice to have Henry Kissinger call on now.
We could get Henry Kissinger new world order.
Smack him upside the head.
I collect. If anybody's looking to unload magazines, I collect Look, Life, and all your old magazines from the 50s and 60s, like Jet Magazine, Ebony Magazines. I collect them all. And so over the weekend, I was out doing my favorite weekend pastime, which was...
Sleeping?
No.
I was on
garage sale.
Oh, really?
I found some... Oh, absolutely. You have no idea. I have an addiction. You know, the 12-step program, I'm past that.
Really?
I have an addiction. And in finding, I found so much about, you know, when you read the magazines back in the 50s, what was really going on there, that's real life, that's real time. And it's truly amazing, you know, the influence that Henry Kissinger and the fight between Nixon and Kennedy and the things that were going on there, how they viewed people of color and how they exploited women even then. It's truly, truly amazing, the time capsule that's right there. Unbelievable. It's true.
Yeah, I mean, you had real reporting in those days.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Well, I don't know. How many people came out and said Kennedy was sleeping with Marilyn Monroe? I mean, that didn't happen. They didn't have real reporting there. They protected people back then, too.
No.
Well, yeah, you never saw FDR in a wheelchair either.
No.
I'm reading a book on that.
Right.
But there's a difference between covering for someone and covering a situation.
I mean, where
a character situation.
When it comes to this Benghazi thing, where is our Woodward and Bernstein?
He died.
No,
Bob Woodward's still living.
Woodward's still living.
He just wrote a book not too long ago.
Could he cover it?
That's what he's saying is nobody's doing what him and Bernstein did.
So why won't they cover it?
Probably because the Clintons will have him killed.
Well,
that's
you
the truth of the matter.
I mean, you got to remember that the elite journalists in this country all came out of Columbia and Harvard and Yale, and I think they believe that it is their duty to protect this president.
No, no, the journalists didn't come out of these places.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
Who didn't?
The journalists.
Yes, they did.
Didn't come
no,
out
no,
of what
the,
places?
The producers may have, or the people that own the business, but not the journalists.
What
the
do you mean?
Came out of Harvard, Yale,
oh,
and
yeah.
Columbia School of Journalism.
Uh-huh. All those things.
What's that?
Who came out of Columbia?
Matt Lauer? Who didn't come out of Columbia?
They didn't come out of Columbia.
Hold on, we're going to find out.
You'd be, I mean, the people, because remember, they're only reading the teleprompter.
Yeah, they're not journalists. They're news.
They're
news telecasters. They're not journalists.
Yeah, they're not.
They don't do the research themselves. They only read what somebody else writes. So I'm going to agree with you there, Tracy.
See, military told to stand down. New information on Benghazi attack. Military was told to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
What military?
The one that was supposed to go and help them get out.
Oh, really?
I keep on telling you guys there's a cover-up.
Ah, cover-up, huh?
I'm telling y'all. Y'all are not listening.
You mean Hillary lied again? I mean, come on.
So who,
the poor girl was
say,
being
Dick?
Sniped upon.
Again?
Wow. We can trust her, can't we?
The people that you know the names of, you do not sign on those lists.
So the people that are writing the news may be coming from Columbia, but the people that are reading it off the teleprompter...
They are not coming from Columbia.
They're not from Columbia.
Well, I understand that. The anchor people are not.
Right.
No. The anchor people are not journalists.
And that's what we're saying. Remember, there's a...
And it's not just them. You have to realize what's being told on CNN, ABC, NBC News, CNBC, those are agendas that are put forth by these progressives. And they're going to put a spin on whatever they want to make their political viewpoint known. So.
Geraldo Rivera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry Rivers, you mean?
He needs it.
I cannot take. I'll tell you what.
We're
not coming here to start the show.
Yeah. Don't talk about those are partners in crime.
Remember on Geraldo Rivera?
I am diametrically opposed to him. Go ahead.
Remember when he got hit by that guy hit him in the head with a chair on?
Yes.
I was cheering that guy on.
I was too, unfortunately.
And that guy was a supporter of Obama.
Who was?
The Nazi that hit Jerry Rivers. Yeah, he came out.
Did you see the expose on how the Kennedys supported all those Nazis? Then they moved them over here and gave them places to live, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
the rocket scientists we got.
Yeah.
And the nuclear physicists we got.
Yes.
We
bought a lot of yeah.
Yeah,
you have to remember they were Irish.
That's what the space race ended up being, was it was our Jews against our Germans against their Germans.
Right, and you got to remember, Ireland had a lot of close ties with Germany before the war and even during the war. Many of the Irish supported the Nazis because they promised them to liberate them from England at the time.
And Joe Kennedy was a staunch supporter of
the IRA.
The IRA and Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, he put a lot of money into there. So... that's very understandable.
Even Henry Ford was a supporter of Adolf Hitler.
Oh, he had a paper that supported socialism and Nazism one time.
Well, what Henry Ford and those big industrialists wanted was they wanted a corporate state where you were born, basically you were a slave to their company.
Company, right.
You were born in a company house and you went to a company school and you went to work in a company factory.
What about Charles Lindbergh? He even supported Hitler.
Yep.
And so did Time Magazine.
Time Magazine Man
Hitler
of the Year. FDR, they finally told FDR, you got to quit saying such good things about Mussolini and Hitler because, you know, we're getting these stories
about
them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because FDR thought they were great.
Hey, Chamberlain, the prime minister from England, came back from Germany saying, hey, there's not going to be war in our time. Hitler's a nice guy. He's very peaceful. He likes to build big bread ovens. So we can trust this guy, and he's a Nazi, and who else likes socialism in this country?
Ben.
What?
Do you realize, just as an FYI, we talk about socialism around here.
Mm-hmm.
You realize the majority of America has no idea what that with socialism, fascism, naturalism. They know nothing about what they're talking about.
Well, you know that check you get in the mail free from the government? That's part of socialism.
That's not part of socialism.
Yeah.
That keeps me alive.
Yeah. But it's free.
It's not free.
It comes out of the air. It's free.
So why is it that they're trying to put the majority of Americans
Because like my father always told me, if somebody gives you a dollar that you didn't work for, they have a right to tell you what to do with that dollar. And that's what it all boils down to.
Mm.
When you get the majority of the people in this country depending upon some form of a government handout, you've sold yourself into slavery without ever filing, without having
ever,
a shot fired.
Yeah, without even being put into chains.
So why are we allowing the American electorate to go into slavery, them dumbing down the educational system?
Because there's...
Them lying to us through propaganda in the news,
mm-hmm.
and them amusing us, which means to not think inside of our television programming.
Because they don't know the definition of socialism.
Or fascism. I mean, you've got people that don't understand that what they're calling right, that they're calling Hitler the right, and they're calling Stalin the left, and it's not right and left.
But you understand that people, if you don't educate me on Hitler and Stalin or Mao,
all right.
I still don't know what the heck you're talking about.
I'm going to give you a little bit of education right now.
Make it quick.
Last week we celebrated the death of Adolf Hitler, who was a Nazi, a socialist, who caused a world war and killed millions of people.
The only thing I know about Hitler is he killed a bunch of Jews.
People need to understand. Nazi stands for National Socialist.
Right.
Did you miss my point?
Right.
And a socialist...
Did you miss my point?
No, but you're not letting us make ours.
But did you miss my point?
Right.
No, we got your point, but we can't make ours and explain yours.
Socialists believe that everything that you have
belongs to
the government, and the government masterminds dole out what they think you need.
Here's the difference between socialism and everything else. Socialism, okay, believes that the government owns you.
Right.
Okay? Capitalism, democracy, we own. The people own the government. There is the fundamental difference between socialism and democracy and capitalism.
Diva, are you there still? She's missing an action, too.
The socialist daughter.
And that's the thing. And under our system, we used to believe that our rights came from God. Socialists believe your rights come from the government.
No, the government gives you what...
Can I chime in on that?
Your rights.
Yeah, go ahead, Alex.
I think that... couldn't you argue that, the people have been dimed out like a long time ago, actually a few generations ago, because... the fact that we are, like our, for instance, our money is no longer on a gold standard. So the government has created this idea that money comes from them, where now and across the world, all these central banks, they print money. And so the wealth comes from the government. And people have this sense that, yeah, well, how do you get money? Well, the government gives it to me. And they work, like people work all year and then, and then come around and wait for their income tax check, income tax return. And it's like, well, it's your money. Like, you didn't get anything. It just meant you paid too much all year. You really shouldn't get a return at all. You know, just... if you do it right, you pay them what it should be. I should say we're supposed to pay them what we want to pay them, and that's how the system was originally set up. But now they've changed it, now where they've created an illusion where the wealth comes from them, and you can't. So it seems like we've been dimed out a long time ago.
and
we're already pseudo socialist already.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Well, it's been a long, slow process. I mean, my grandfather understood the difference between currency and money. But very few people in this country today understand the difference between currency and money. And until we can get that education level back up, I don't know. I mean, and I don't know if it's possible to get it back up.
And see, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, you have to understand the dumbing down of America. And the reason why I'm saying that is because you guys keep on mentioning Hitler and Stalin and all these people and Mao. And I'm going, you realize that the only thing that people know about Hitler is that he killed Jews.
Yeah, but they don't want to realize that that the president that sits in the office now agrees with that same Hitler that killed Jews. Other than the killing of Jews, he's absolutely spot on with everything that he's that he's doing.
I'm sure he's up for killing Jews too, or he wouldn't be apologizing to the Muslim nations that are attacking Israel.
Let's not go there. I mean, he was taught by socialists or by people that agree and people that believe in redistribution of wealth, and that's his ideology, and we have to understand that.
As he admits to in his own books.
Yes.
Again, you guys keep on going back to President Obama, and
he's got a lot of support in this country.
It really isn't bigger than him, and this is why. Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, because the NAACP just had the largest dinner that sets the world record in Detroit, and they have about 10,000 to 15,000 people that sit down for a sit-down dinner in Cobalt Hall, and their featured speaker was Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
Another socialist.
And I said, how was it? And this is what I heard. She was absolutely riveting. She was fabulous. It was great.
Uh-huh.
And I said, wow. I look at Nancy Pelosi as a progressive who is pushing forward a socialist agenda. But you have 10,000 people sitting in a room hailing how great and how terrific and paid $125 to see her do this.
Hmm.
Do we and these people are not a part of the socialist regime because their checks may not be coming from the government, yet they are funding
a socialist
organization.
They're absolutely part of the socialist regime because they've been taken in by a false sense of I accept you by the hierarchy of that party.
The problem is the progressive movement has been very good at whitewashing their history.
Yeah, well, let's look
because,
at this.
Because the eugenics movement came right out of the early 20th century progressives. I mean, there is some very, very evil stuff.
Wow.
And they've whitewashed the history.
Right. Here's some more irony for you. In Germany, most of Europe, who was the major population in the ghettos then?
Jews.
Okay. Correct. And who supported Hitler back then?
The Jews.
And what did he do to them?
Killed a bunch of them all.
Okay, so now America, let's fast forward here. Okay, who's in the majority of the ghettos now?
African Americans.
And who's supporting the socialists now?
African Americans.
And who's going to be in the ovens 10 years from now?
But
that's where I'm going to go.
Hispanic Americans, because there won't be any African Americans left.
That's because we like tacos, right? No, but seriously, I mean, let's look at history and learn from it, guys, because I'm not so sure this could not happen in America today.
That won't happen.
That's what they said in Germany.
No, you're missing the point.
No. Uncle Hitler loves us. He would never burn us.
You're missing my point. It's not about I don't need to burn you.
Listen, they got onto trains willingly. They went to death camps willingly.
They gave up their guns willingly.
Ben, the guns they will get. But the death camp, that's not necessary because they already have penitentiaries.
Those could be the new death camps.
They already are.
Okay, well, why are we letting this happen in America? Why? Why aren't people in the ghetto screaming, hey,
because
I don't want to be in jail. I don't want to be in penitentiary.
Because,
I don't want to die on the streets of America.
Because mainstream America has been brainwashed into believing it is not their problem. And as long as it happens to them, it won't happen to us.
It's only their problem.
Hold on. And we have found out now, they're just waking up now, that it's happening to them.
And it's going to be too late.
You missed my point.
I understand
your point. They've already done the damage in the black community.
So why aren't more black Americans standing up, African Americans.
Because the white Americans don't think that it can happen to them, and it's happening to them. See, the African American community, they've already done their pilot program on them. Now they're ready for the rest of the world.
Mm.
You got to understand, when 98% walks into an election booth and just votes just for the sake of voting,
mm-hmm.
based upon an emotional outcry, not based on any research at all, and truly believes with all their heart this guy is going to be able to help them out, and if not, he's doing the same thing the white man has already done.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're working on women. And you see how women are now overwhelmingly going that way because now they're talking about feminism.
Now gay America they're working on.
Oh, gay America's straight. They got there.
That was a good
and
one.
Now they're going after the Hispanic vote.
Mm-hmm.
And you see them trying to buy them with amnesty.
Oh, yeah, that's a done deal.
Well, yes. And do you realize if you take out D.C., New York,
Los Angeles,
Chicago.
L.A.?
No.
I think L.A.
New Orleans, and there's one more city. If you take those five cities out of the murder calculations, the United States has the third lowest murder rate in the world.
Wow. And those areas are controlled by who?
Oh, they're controlled by Democrats.
Oh, okay.
269, your mic is on.
Hey, what's up, Tracy?
Hey, how you doing, darling? You?
Oh, good. How's the rest of the make-believe panel?
Acting up.
Yeah. Is JetBro in there?
No, I went home.
Well, I just heard something the gentleman said about the blacks going into the ovens. Just to correct, the analogy is correct, but just so people will know it's not because of progressives. The finishing off of blacks is inevitable, even if they were conservative in America. Or they had conservative values, pretty much they'll finish either way. So,
Michigan.
That correction.
Michigan, do you know where the eugenics movement was born at?
No, why don't you tell me?
It was born out of the progressive movement of the late 1800s, early 1900s.
But that came out of England, though.
It was funded in a large part by the Rockefellers and the Carnegies.
Right. But the gentleman who wrote it was out of England.
But eugenics, it came out of demonism, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, but what's your point there?
My point is that progressivism is in and of itself evil in all of its forms.
It breeds that. It breeds that practice out of necessity.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
I'm just saying, you know.
Relax, y'all. They're on their way to being a permanent underclass. And the point that I was just making, it's not because of the progressive movement. It's because they're situated in another man's culture. Now, it takes a long time to answer that, but, you know, I just keep you guys from getting sidetracked. It's not because of the progressive movement. They're on their way to being a permanent underclass.
So you're saying that even if the conservatives controlled the country and we were on a free market society, you say it would still be the same outcome?
Yes. Yep.
Then,
I'm going to disagree
with
you.
That's exactly
what I'm saying. I disagree.
I bet you would.
Yeah, and the only reason why I'm going to say that is the only way to make America strong, the only way to make America complete is if all races, all cultures can join in the economic success of the system.
But see, that's poetic.
I want black America, yellow America to succeed, and I'm going to tell you why. It doesn't behoove me to succeed only to have to fund a segment of society that's not succeeding.
That's
I'd rather we all enjoy the economic prosperity of the system.
And what you need to understand, Michigan, is this early 20th century progressive movement designed this welfare system in order to do away with the people that they considered undesirables, among them African Americans. And the welfare system was designed as a stopgap measure to minimize them and keep them out of the society.
No, it was not.
Well, that was economic. I don't want the general public to believe the hype. Hold on, Michigan. The gentleman who says he wants everybody to share in the pot of gold.
Michigan, I got to correct something first. Okay. We got to correct this. The welfare system was not designed for black people.
Right.
Black people were not even supposed to be on welfare or Social Security at all. It was designed to marginalize. Hold on.
I can show you the writings.
I don't care who wrote it. I don't care who wrote it, how they wrote it. They wrote it for undesirables that were poor whites. Now, they allowed black people or people of color to get on it. And when they did, they used it as a test pilot. And now they're putting more white people and undesirable.
There's more white people on the system than black people anyway.
But not per capita.
Right.
But you got to understand, it was not designed for me to even be a part of this process and or system at all. I was supposed to stay right where I was, because what I was supposed to do is I was supposed to come and work for less than you. You were supposed to be subsidized to be sustainability so that you could be a boss over me as middle management. And I was supposed to walk through under you and say yes, I'm master to not only you, but them. Because I was an underclass. See, there was a subclass, but I was an underclass because you have to understand, I wasn't even supposed to walk on the same sidewalk with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the time the legislation was written, Tracy's 100% right. They were not considered even citizens by most states back then. And still to this day, Ohio didn't even ratify the.
You gotta understand, when we went to the picture show, we sat in the balcony at the top, and it wasn't because, I smelled bad. It's because I was a subclass. So when welfare came into existence, they allowed me to get on, and they used it as a program of marginalizing and seeing how that they can control the subclass. When they found out the subclass works, that's why you see the progressive roles rising in the underclass of people being on welfare, because they used African Americans when they let them on in the 60s, which happened to do with Johnson and not doing with FDR.
Well, it's just big business now. I mean, you can simplify it. The government is big business. It just doesn't produce anything. It's a social business. It's big business now. So you can simplify that. All businesses look to expand, and the government looks to expand because you're talking about millions of jobs. So it's just a business that does not produce anything, which ultimately is a bad business.
And let's point out that the government under Ronald Reagan did not expand, but shrunk.
Yeah.
But the other gentleman...
But the spending went up.
I believe that you all are sincere. Yeah, you probably are sincere personally about wanting everybody to share in the pie and all that kumbaya stuff. But that is not the system's thinking, which is organized groups. That they don't have the same thinking that you have. So what you think ultimately amounts to little or nothing. I mean, not being disrespectful, but
right.
Who run the system, you want to know how they think. See, you may think like that, but the people who run the system and want to keep control don't think like you.
Go ahead, Chicago.
Yeah.
Well, 269 is definitely on point. I think what in America, we still live in a racist society economically, and also it's just not blatant, but it's systematic racism. And you still got people in positions that want this systematic racism to continue. I mean, if you look at it, just with the poverty rate towards African-Americans and the history of African-Americans here, you can see the situation, what's going on, that is a systematic racism here in America that nobody wants to touch or fix. And, I mean, you can just see it with your own eyes.
I agree. I agree 100%. Michigan, I agree with you. This is probably just my personal opinion, but isn't it just common sense that if I own my own business, why would I want to have my taxes higher to support a segment of the population because they're not sharing in the economic prosperity of the system?
Because remember, you're looking at this from the
economic standpoint.
No, you're looking at this from a lower level than those that are looking at this as a level of control.
Why would I want to control?
Because this is not about color.
Meaning I have to control, meaning I have to pay for it.
Could I answer that,
Tracy? No, what I'm saying is, hold on, Michigan. This is not about race. When the deal goes down, we're not really talking. We use race for division, and we use political stands, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, for separation and for segments. But it's all about power and greed and have not. It has absolutely nothing to do with the color of a person's skin.
But
so when you look at why would I not want to have
false.
Me?
Hold on.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Well,
because remember,
and I hope
Tracy,
you don't end the program with that false note.
It's true.
It's because
undesirables don't have color.
Yes, but Tracy, when it comes to greed, my standpoint is based on greed. I do not want to pay corporate taxes to support a segment of the population that should be sharing in the economic prosperity that capitalism breeds.
You're not a part of an elitist mindset who's trying to shape the haves and the have-nots.
But I am greedy.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. The elitist mindset, they're not looking at separating out the black, the white. They want all undesirables, which means everyone except for them to be controlled
absolutely
by
false.
Them.
Absolutely false.
Okay, so
100% false.
But if they control us, they have to pay for us. If they pay for
No. Them paying for them is like paying for slaves. You always feed your slaves.
That's exactly what they do.
You always take care of your. You always give them a place to live. You always give them something
right.
to eat so that they have enough energy to do the work that you need to have
you
done.
You need them to do.
Yeah.
You
and
always
so
take care of your slaves. But right now, slaves don't have a color. Slaves just have a mind thought, and they're called undesirable.
Yeah,
and Democrats.
No.
Don't fall for the okey-doke, people. Don't fall for the Tracy okey-doke.
You want to put a race on this, and you want to expand your mind to realize that listen to what I'm saying.
No, I'm trying
you
to expand yours.
You are included into this race thing because the race thing, you don't think that poor whites are in the same basket as poor blacks. Because this is not about race.
They may be poor,
about,
but they're not in the
mindset.
Same basket. Don't you
there
ever
is a
believe
reason.
That?
There
they
is a reason
poor,
poor blacks.
But they're not in the same basket. Don't you ever believe that.
So you mean to tell me President Obama is going to get ready to enslave his children and not make them elitist? Is that what you're telling me?
Enslave his children. What you're calling elitist is nothing more than people who control the livers of this culture. So, you know, this elitist word, this boogeyman elitist word.
I got to go.
You're talking about the business
you're wrong.
Sector.
No,
you're, talking
you're wrong.
About
and
the social, you're talking about the social sector. All of those individuals who control the levels of power. You can lump them all together. Now, whether you want to call them elitist, boogeyman, Draculas, call them what you want to call them.
When you
that would include your corporate.
And 33% of your black males are not working and are in prison. That brings to 30 or 40% that's doing what they're supposed to do. And you're 13% of the population and nobody's saying anything about it. That is racism. That's a human rights issue.
Yeah. And it's. All societies are either ethnic-based or racially-based. You're just the one who believes in this non-colorism, and it's going to be the cause of your death, too.